800-600.
Long Church Radio.
And that love will conquer all. I've been hurt, but not deceived. Regardless to what has happened, I still believe. Still believe. Still believe in predestination and eternal purpose. All things work together for my good. Opposition comes against me. I proceed, cause no matter what I'm facing, I still believe.
Thank you.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, good afternoon, and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on the 5th of November, 2012. It is the day before election. Stickers in the studio with me. I think Jeff is on his way. And I got to go find Ben. I think Ben is MIA. I think you guys insulted him too much. It is 7 minutes after the hour of 12 o'clock here on WSOM, AM 600. As you know, today is Monday, so Monday is usually an open mic, and so I try to leave it that way. Now, I may have some special guests that call in and say hello, but I can't even find the monitor on there. I've got Rick in studio with me. Rick is the engineer here. He helps me sound good and get out and do what I'm supposed to do and get my technology going. And, you know, Rick is Rick, and he can't find it either. Here, Rick, find it. I can't find it. Do you see? Where's I don't
you
know.
You broke it.
I didn't break
it's
it.
It's your fault. You? Always her fault.
Hey,
get out of my way.
Okay. I can't wait to talk about the election today. I'm going to make my prediction. People are not going to like my prediction, and they're going to say, Tracy, what do you know? But I'm going to tell you that I'm right. I think people don't realize that the election is, you know, you see all these, we're going to talk about ignorance in electorate. I've been talking about that for a while, so it's not like it's new. But I'm going to talk about it some more because I just came back from the Board of Elections, and I found people standing in line to go and vote, which doesn't make sense when you had an absentee ballot request that came to your home and or you can stand in a line 20 minutes, 10 minutes, probably in your own precinct, let alone people standing in line like 5 hours. I'm just sorry. Souls to the Polls is playing on your ignorance and not on your intellect, but we're going to get to that. 267, your mic is on.
Yeah, I'm calling from Philadelphia, and I believe the election will be very close. I believe it's going to be a tie at the end, and I think we won't know until the end of the week who the actual winner of the election will be.
Now, when you say tie, are you talking about an electoral college tie? Are you talking about a popularity tie?
The popular vote.
That doesn't count.
In terms of the popular vote and also in terms of the electoral college, I think it's going to split right down the middle, and we're going to have to go to Congress to decide who the president will be.
No. Now, hold on, sweetie. Now, do you realize that if it is split right down the middle with 269 for both the Republican candidate and for the Democrat candidate, you know mm-hmm. what happens there, don't you?
It goes to the Congress.
And then who picks the vice president?
Probably the speaker or the Congress people.
That's not what happens. Congress, the House of Representatives will pick the president,
uh-huh.
and the Senate will pick the vice president.
So if you have a Republican Congress, then
you get a Republican president.
You get a Republican president.
And you have a Democrat, and you have a Democrat Senate. You got a Democrat Senate, and who do you think they pick?
Well, I think the Senate's going to go
Thank
Republican.
You.
No. The Senate is controlled by the Democrats.
But I think it's going to turn Republican after.
It won't
election.
Make a difference. It goes to the current Senate and the current
okay,
House.
Okay, right.
So you're going to have a Republican House, you're going to have a Republican president, and you're going to have a Democrat vice president.
But
that's
I think
going to make
what's
for happy times
is,
in America.
But I think the election is going to be so close that the other candidate will ask for a recount because the results will be too close and we'll have the results like we had in 2000 where Al Gore demanded that the whole situation go to court, and because the results.
Hey, darling,
that's gonna happen anyhow. Hold on just a second. Hey, Sticks, what's going on with you?
Same thing, different day, man. It's just been a long morning.
I got Sticks came in here today, and you know I want you guys to know we don't talk before we too much. I'm pretty much focused, and they come in here talking about all kinds of stuff. And I'm not paying attention, and not any of these people come in this studio and say, I'm trying to get stuff up and get cameras going and get things running. And Sticks comes in and says, you know, he's had a rough Monday. He said he had a tenant. And he said the tenant called him this morning, and he said they can't get the dishwasher to stop running. Can I ask you a question, Sticks? What kind of place are you renting that you rent places with dishwashers?
I had one in it when I bought it.
So don't you know you're supposed to pull it out and put a cabinet? Didn't nobody tell you?
I try to be good to people.
Sticks.
They're getting cabinets now.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Actually, I asked permission. I said, do you care if I just go ahead and throw a cabinet in there? And she said, go right ahead.
Sticks. You can't take out the dishwasher.
I can't.
They got teenagers?
What's that?
Teenagers.
Yeah.
Oh, then they don't have to worry about it.
That's right.
If they got built-in dishwashers.
Right.
Okay. Just checking.
You know, I worked with a guy one time. He come home from work. He come in at lunchtime. He was laughing. He says, I got both my girls last night. Had them cleaning up the kitchen. They said, one of them said, I wish we didn't have a dishwasher to fill. And he said, fine, we don't for 2 weeks.
You know what? That does not, no, no, no. So do you think, what do you think is going to happen with this election?
I think it's going to be a landslide.
Oh, stick.
I'm thinking divine intervention, man. I think there are a whole lot of people who ain't talking. I mean, there's an old man. My wife works with his daughter. This man has never voted Republican in his life, but he's Catholic. And he's so fed up with Barack Obama that when he comes on the television, he mutes it.
You don't really think it's going to be a landslide, do you?
I think there's a whole lot of people who aren't talking that are really mad.
That mad does not have anything to do with
that. Oh, yeah, it does.
No, 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 no.
Yeah.
Not no landslide. Ain't no way.
Yeah.
By a landslide, I mean the majority of the
issue,
states, not the majority of the popular votes, the majority of the states.
So you're talking about a landslide via the Electoral College?
Correct.
You think it's going to swing that far?
Right.
I think Obama stands to a lot of people.
What?
And Obama will garner a lot of votes.
Slow down.
You cannot
do that here. I love you. I do. You cannot do that because we can't hear you. What'd you say?
Yeah. I said the health care issue is a very important issue for a lot of voters. A lot of people will vote for the president because they want to see some type of nationalized health care program go through.
No. I mean, you have to realize the majority of the American government or the American populace did not want this health care program. It was rammed down. Remember, people got voted out of office because
the health care law is the reason that the Republicans took over the House of Representatives and almost took the Senate.
Well, I'm speaking of people who are on the lower end economically,
but there are not
which
enough.
Which is
people.
A lot of people in America, and they want to see. The health care program.
I know a whole lot of people making $25,000 a year that watch their health insurance premiums go up and realize it's exactly because of this health care law.
They're not enough. See, I'm going to say this now before everybody starts coming in, and I'll probably say it again before the day is out. I am watching the people stand in line to vote. Those are not new voters. Those are not first time I've never voted again voters. Or I've never voted before voters. Those are people who normally go to the polls in their prospective areas who are standing in line for hours to go and vote early because somebody told them to vote early. And they keep them ignorant. And this is Republican and Democrat. These are not new voters. Now, when I say that, we also have to understand that President Obama is not getting the fever that he got from the rural and the suburban areas.
200 people showed up to see Stevie Wonder.
It's not even to see Stevie Wonder. You know, you got to understand, those people were already going to vote for President Barack Obama anyway. People that go to the rallies are already inside of your base. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
President Obama is now swinging with Bill Clinton. Because he can't draw the crowd on his own.
Right.
So right now, when you look at the souls to the polls, most of those people are already voting people. So all the people, So all the people that stood in line yesterday, that really is not going to overshoot what happens on tomorrow in Ohio. Because in 2008, you had a voter who was Republican, who was independent, who did not like John McCain. The Republicans didn't like John McCain because he was a moderate and he hung out with Lieberman, and because they thought he was too far to the left. Then you had also the Sarah Palin factor that came into play. There were a lot of people that were afraid that if something happened to John because of his age, that they would not be, that they did not want her to be the president of the United States of America. Then you, I'm serious. You got to.
But they wanted Joe Biden.
But also, I think you're not recognizing the fact that the electorate is a large majority of it is non-white now.
And no,
it's demographics,
not. No,
and the,
it's
and
not.
That the demographics
but the Cubans,
are very
the Cubans
different.
Vote Republican.
No, but it's not. No, you keep on looking at this. You keep on looking at it as in race and color and non-white. You got to realize only in your black community do you vote strictly by race.
Yep.
Yeah. But
only in
but,
your black community, only in your African American community do you only look at a candidate, not question what he's doing, question what he's going, and
but
strictly vote by race.
The Republicans are on the wrong side of the immigration issue, and many Asians and Hispanics are in favor of the Democratic Party.
Sweetie, but they don't make up the electorate outside of California, Arizona, Nevada.
No,
and
you know,
Texas.
Even in places like Northern Virginia and in places like
not enough.
Hey, Philly.
In places like Pennsylvania,
Philly,
Colorado.
Philly, not enough. If the Hispanic vote is so important to the Democrat Party, how come the state of Texas, which has a huge Hispanic population, always goes Republican?
They don't even see a presidential candidate in Texas.
Nope.
Texas goes
straight
off the map.
And I will tell you, and I'll tell you from being out in Wyoming where my daughter's at, they're probably split 50-50. The Hispanics are probably split 50-50, Democrat and Republican, just like Caucasians and probably Asians.
But Romney does not have a favorable viewpoint on immigration.
But Philadelphia, Philadelphia.
You have over 7 million
Sweetie.
Hispanics. Yeah.
Sweetie, listen, you got to stop looking at this as black and white and red and green and all this. You got to look at this as the Electoral College. We're only talking about a handful of states.
Right.
America's going to go wherever a couple of these states go.
From what Tracy has told me, it appears that the black community is the only community that votes lockstep. I will tell you the white community votes their pocketbooks. Also the Hispanic community. You've got successful businessmen who are Hispanic who are 100% Republican.
Hey, Tracy.
Yes, South Carolina.
Just let me interject here real quick. I've got some friends of mine that in this last election, They are conservative. They are aligned with the Republican Party. However, during this last election cycle in 2008, they said that they did not want to wind up on the wrong side of history. This was a historical moment in America, and they wanted to be able to say that they voted in the first black president. And that's what they did. There were a large number of Republican-leaning or Republican independents and Republicans that I know that voted for Barack Obama. That's not going to happen this time. That is not going to happen this time. It had nothing to do, it had very little to do with the fact that immigration is in play. It's not going to have anything to do with that. It's going to have to do with the economics and his economic policy and the fact that there is no history there now.
But you got, let me say this. What I'm saying is you got to look at the numbers. What I'm seeing right now, and this is what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a level. I saw in 2008 we saw a swell in the Democrat electorate as far as votes. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
You saw a decline in the Republican electorate. Am I correct?
No.
Yes, you did.
Sure did.
In 2008. In 2008, you saw a decline.
ADD moment, sorry.
In 2008, you saw a decline in the Republican electorate. Am I correct?
Right.
And you saw a swell in the independents.
Right. Two weeks before the election, John McCain was holding rallies in high schools.
Okay. So
that's a bad thing.
Now you have President Obama, who is at a stalemate with the Democrat base. It's not growing, and it's not shrinking. Just because you see the long lines does not mean that those are not those are new voters. Those are not new voters. Those are voters from 08. And you still don't have the fever that you had in 08.
Well, there's an,
but you've got a swell in the Republican Party for a candidate more like you did in 08.
And there's another demographic to this that you haven't even covered yet is the fact that, on average, Republicans like to go to the polls on Tuesday.
Not even so much on Tuesdays. They're not going to stand in line for 3 hours to vote when they can vote absentee.
Okay.
See,
that's a waste of time.
People that walk into the water department to pay their bill and walk into the electric department and walk into the gas department to pay their bill are a different mindset than people that pay by mail. And you've got a large group of people who got their mail in, they opened it up, they filled out their absentee ballot request form, and they mailed it in. Those are more of your suburban people. And then you have people who are going to go, and they're going to go to the polls on Tuesday.
That makes sense.
You've got to look at it this way, because if you don't look at it this way, you've got to look at the mindset of the voter. You don't have a whole lot of Republicans standing at the water department getting ready to pay a water bill.
That's true, but a lot of Republicans like to go to the polls because they feel like it's a community thing.
And probably more
rural Republicans.
That's what I'm saying.
Suburban.
That's what I'm saying. But they're not going to stand in line to go pay a bill and or to vote when they don't have to, when they can do it by mail.
And I will go stand in line to vote because the guy in front of me is my neighbor, and I'm probably going to sit there and talk to him while I'm in the line. It really doesn't matter.
And we need to understand how the mindset of the electorate is this election cycle. So people, because I'm looking at people standing in line for hours on end for a great snapshot for the television, but it really doesn't mean anything unless you're all new voters voting for President Barack Obama.
I still think there's a whole lot of Catholic Democrats that are going to walk away from this guy.
So don't get me wrong. I agree with you. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to walk away. But then I just heard Geraldo say that he was going to vote for President Obama, but he was going to endorse Mitt Romney.
If that isn't the definition of insanity, I don't know what is.
I'm just saying. He said it on the show. He comes on right before me. He had Priebus on, and he said, I don't know what to say. He said, but I'm endorsing the Republican. I'm endorsing Mitt Romney, but I'm going to vote for Barack Obama.
I think the income disparity is so great in the nation now, people are very dissatisfied with Republicans wanting to give tax breaks to multimillionaires and to these other large corporations, when
hey,
a lot of people are suffering financially.
Thou shalt not covet.
You have been listening too much to the wrong news channels, man. Do you know what you got going on in Kentucky? Right, let me explain it to you. In Kentucky, certain parts of Ohio, West Virginia, Tennessee, you've got a whole line of folks that do not and cannot work right now. Why? Because the president's environmental policy said we will not use coal anymore. All those coal miners are out of work. You've got a whole set of oil workers that's completely out of work. Now, these are union folks. You've got all these oil workers that were going to work on the pipeline. They can't work because the president's environmental policy says do not bring that pipeline through Colorado or
Nebraska.
Now, all those people are out of work. Those two things would put people back to work, over a million workers back to work overnight.
Logan County, West Virginia, in 2011 had a 1% unemployment rate. The unemployment rate down there right now is 25% as a direct result of Barack Obama's policies, Barack Obama's EPA. There is a power plant down in Toronto, Ohio that is closed as a direct result of Barack Obama's Environmental Protection Agency. Your electricity rates are going up as a direct result of Barack Obama's Environmental Protection Agency, and there's a whole lot of people that realize it and a whole lot of people that are not going
to
vote for this man.
And you also have to – Philadelphia, when you hear my voice, you got to let me talk, whether you like me or not. Please. The number is 347-945-5229. I've got to go to break. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM. It is open mic. It's the day before Election Day. Hoping you've gotten your information. You're going to vote. You're going to vote for your what's best for you and your family, and not what you think is going to do best for anyone else. We'll be right back.
Well,
still calling across the years. And they're all crying across the ocean, and they're crying across the land, and they will till we all come to understand. None of us are free. None of us are free. None of us are free. One of us are chained. None of us are free. And there are people still in darkness, and they just can't see the light. If you don't say it's wrong, then that says it's right. We got to try to feel for each other. Let our brothers know that we care. Got to get the message, send it out loud and clear.
Computer, then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambassTech.com.
Are you satisfied with your current level of reproductive health care? Have you been considering making a change? Dr. Hill and Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley are accepting new patients. Call 330-746-7007 for comprehensive female care that includes fertility treatment, contraception management, and prenatal care through delivery. Dr. Hill and Associates in Women's Health of Mahoning Valley provide individualized, personalized care in a soothing, first-class environment. Call 330-746-7007. Most insurances accepted.
The Curiosity Shop, located in Canfield, Ohio on Route 224, is an upscale consignment shop with downtown charm and fashion-forward taste. A women's clothing and accessory store that offers carefully selected items with friendly service in a boutique-like atmosphere. The Curiosity Shop is never overcrowded and always a great shopping experience. Ann Klein, Escada, Liz Claiborne, Ann Taylor, Dana Buckman, and more. From petite to full figure, the Curiosity Shop is the place for you. Open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 6, Saturday 10 to 4. Located on Route 224 in the Hilltop Village Plaza next to McDonald's in Canfield. It's fashion on a budget. It's the Curiosity Shop.
I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News. A 24-year-old man is accused of accidentally shooting his 51-year-old father in Boardman. The victim is recovering from a bullet wound to the leg. The son was reportedly showing a semi-auto firearm to someone else when it went off Saturday night. The younger man was charged with negligent assault. A Columbiana man was discovered shot dead in St. Clair Township at about 8:45 a.m. Saturday. Officers say Jeffrey Price was found dead inside a house with a gunshot wound to the head. A handgun was recovered by officers at the scene. Police are interviewing family members who were there at the time. Elections officials in a western Ohio county say a ballot vendor is to blame for a pair of absentee ballot problems that affect more than 240 voters. The Miami County Board of Elections says more than 200 voters in that area north of Dayton were accidentally sent two absentee ballots instead of one. You're up to date. I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News.
Hi, I'm Nick Barbarak. I want to be your state representative because Columbiana County needs jobs. We need a leader who will make our community a top priority in Columbus. As your treasurer, I worked with both parties to balance my budget and keep our county afloat during difficult economic times. I will do the same thing in Columbus. Good roads, high-speed internet, a world-class education for our kids. When we do these things, good jobs will follow. I'm Nick Barbarak. I ask for your vote for state representative.
1-800-530-WSOM. or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Back and you're listening to Tracy and Friends. I can't believe Chicago did that.
Yeah, they did.
That
absolutely
is a corny song.
I had it
2020.
On 8-track. Yeah, I had it on 8-track, man.
You had it on 8-track?
8-track, yeah, remember?
No.
Halfway through the song, ka-chunk, ka-chunk.
Okay. South Carolina, remember, that was before my time. I only read about it in the book.
Okay.
I gotta make a comment. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM. It's 33 minutes after the hour of 12 noon here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. We want to hear from you. We want you to call us. And we're talking, it's open mic, but we're talking about voting at you know, tomorrow's election.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching all these people stand in line. And I've got to say, Bill, you are correct. He said tomorrow when he goes to vote, won't know it'll be in line because everybody went down and voted early. But I just want everyone to know, you know, because you see these great images and because you see this superficial fever, that's what I'm going to call it, because the fever of 2008 is not the same fever as 2012. And I'm watching people stand in line on hours on end to vote. And the people that I see voting, I'm going to say the majority of them, at least 2-1, maybe 3-1, are Obama supporters. Mm. And because you see them up there, because you know you see them voting, you think, oh, this is going to be a lock. And you have to understand, it's like when I do radio. I'm so humbled when I see people walk up to me and say, listen, I listen to your show. Are you Tracy? Radio is blind. Radio is not like television where there's a live audience. So I have no idea who listens to me. I have no idia the reach that I have, whether it be on the Internet, whether it be on terrestrial radio. And this voting cycle is the same way. You have to realize that you do not know the outcome.
Right.
And because you see people standing in line for hours on end, and you know that the majority of them are voting for one candidate, you have to be cognizant of the blind voter that you do not see. Because for every one of you to stand in line for 3 hours, there are five of you that are going to vote either at the polls or absentee balloting.
Well, there's another thing, too, is it's been shown that people claim, that a larger percentage of people claim they vote for Barack Obama on exit polls than actually do. And it's just a fact. So, you know, I mean, this is going to be a toss-up, and I think it's not going to be settled probably till in the wee early hours of the morning on Wednesday, or maybe not even till noon or 1 o'clock. But
you just have to understand. I mean, I see people stood in line. I want to say in Florida yesterday for 9 hours to vote. In South Carolina and Philadelphia, mics are on. They stood in line for 9 hours to vote.
Why would you do that?
I can't answer that, but I just know that they did.
Well,
they stood in line.
They can still ask for an absentee ballot, right?
Yeah, but it wouldn't get them to them in time. So
well,
you have
I think
to,
Ron Paul tapped into a lot of the electorate of President Obama. I think Ron Paul's questioning of the Federal Reserve and other aspects of the government.
I think if Ron Paul had run as a third party candidate,
I think he would have taken votes away from President Obama.
Huh? No. His fiscal policy, his fist, the people that are following Ron Paul will never stand with Barack Obama's fiscal policy.
Well, but a lot of people are very leery of the Republican Party because of what happened during the George W. Bush years.
That's right. And
they would either vote the financial industry, which led to the economic collapse that we experienced in Philadelphia.
That is so ludicrous. I'm not even going to dignify that with that with a response. The local call, you're on the air.
Hello there. I had a question. I went and voted a couple of weeks ago early at the Board of Education here in Warren.
Board of Election, yes, ma'am.
Am I sure that my vote's going to be counted?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Listen,
I was kind of concerned about that.
When you in the state of Ohio, I will not speak for anywhere else because I don't know anywhere else. I know Ohio. When you vote either at the polls by mail or at the Board of Elections, your vote is counted as an actual poll vote. Okay? Now, it may come in as a different voting measure when you see the tally. When you see early voting, you'll see a tally. And all those will all be together. Provisional ballots, which are set aside and not counted before election, are ballots that are because you changed your address and address didn't match. It is because you went to the wrong precinct to vote, and they let you vote, but they didn't count the vote until later on. All that makes a difference with provisional balloting. But if you vote either by mail or by the Board of Elections, your vote is counted automatically as a actual vote election night. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
And thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Now, just to verify this, the votes are reconciled as far as who's voted and who hasn't voted, so the log at the polls can be correct.
Not necessarily because of the that's why they did not want people to vote the Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, whether they want to call it voter suppression or not. It wasn't about suppressing the vote. And I'm making my quote based upon only the state of Ohio. Voter suppression that they were screaming about in the state of Ohio because we did not want people voting on the Saturday, Sunday, and Monday before election was so that they could reconcile the books.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had 1,500 people walk up and vote yesterday, and they probably will get the same amount today, I don't know if they have enough hours in the day and enough people, staff, to make sure that all the books at the precincts are going to be accurate.
Now can they open and start counting the votes before the books are...
No, they open the ballots, but they do not count the ballots until election is over.
What I'm saying is, but until the books are reconciled.
Well,
there's no reconciliation of the books. What it says, you vote, not vote. That's what that means.
Here on the news down here, what we're getting, talking about early voting and things such as that, they're saying that Barack Obama is ahead in the early voting. And I'm like... I thought they couldn't do that.
He is. Based upon the count, based upon the people who are coming, based upon the D's and R's, and based upon the zip codes who actually go Democrat in a certain area. If you look at my precinct where I live, it is a heavy Democrat precinct, and there's only maybe five Republicans.
Right.
Maybe. And if all the Democrats come out and vote 9 times out of 10, you can count that vote in Obama precinct.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me, South Carolina? So
I don't have to look
at your ballot to know how you voted.
I think Romney has a silent majority in the state of Ohio that people are not talking about in the polling on the news.
Who?
But I think that ultimately the election is going to prove to be a very close one, but I think Obama will end up being the one to prevail in the end because I think it's going to go to a court-type decision like you saw in the year 2000 between Al Gore and George Bush.
But that's not going to be – you're looking at it – Philadelphia, hold on, South Carolina. You're looking at an electoral college versus a popular vote, and you're going to have to learn – you need to really learn the electoral college, Philadelphia. You need to learn that.
That's what I'm saying is that the Electoral College is going to be split between the two candidates.
You missed the point. No. You don't understand the Electoral College. and you need to get a knowledge base of the Electoral College. Speak about that. That's serious.
Tracy,
yes,
I made a prediction this morning. I made a prediction this morning that this election is not going to be as close as people think it is. And I'm saying that based on you know, the little analysis that I've made, and that is there's so many people out there that wanted to make history, and they don't have to make history. There's nothing historical about having your, you know, another president, a president that's the first black president,
but
be reelected.
I'm
I mean, that's not it. I'm calling it by 12 points for Romney.
Oh, no.
Like,
oh, no, no.
12
points. I mean, because in South Carolina, you're talking about, you're, I mean, this is the issue. It's no longer historic. There's no longer a historic move. So what they did was they incited fear. And fear was if the Republican gets in, you're going to put them back in chains
and or
voter suppression.
But I'm just looking at yard signs. I mean, if you just drive around and look at yard signs, you don't see any Obama-Biden yard signs. And in 2008, you saw them everywhere.
Well, it's not even so much about the yard signs. I'm watching not only the yard signs, but I'm watching the fever. The fever in the suburban. Remember, all black inner city and poor people cannot put a one man in office.
Nope.
And that's what they're trying to do. You don't have enough. The numbers are clearly not there.
And I think he's beat up enough people in the countryside that you're going to have massive turnout throughout the rural townships that you may not have had.
That's the issue. What you just said.
I mean, you may see people in rural townships that aren't used to standing in line.
That's the issue, and they're going to come out on election day or they early voted.
Yep.
That's the issue because those are the people who do not stand in line to pay their water bill, and people that stand in line to vote early are the people that will stand in line to pay a water bill. You've got to look at that mindset. Because trust me, very, very few people who are conservatives stand in line to pay a water bill.
And I think a lot of those people, if it would have shown up maybe in 2008 or 2004 and seen a line at their polling place and walked away and said, forget it, but they're going to stand in line this time.
And
they've had enough. I mean, the people in the rural areas of this country are fed up over their heads.
But people don't realize that. People don't understand that. And that's what I'm saying about the numbers. You've got to look at this a little bit strategically, because I keep on telling them that this is really chess. Strategery. This is like chess. This is not a football game. People that stand in line to pay their water bill look at this game as a football game. People
but,
who play chess are looking at the long term.
What I understand in terms of the population centers, you're looking at the urban areas in most of these swing states where most of the votes are going to be counted from.
No, that's what I'm trying to tell you. That's what we're saying. Philadelphia, you keep thinking that there's enough people in the urban areas to swing a whole state. There is, but it's not there right now.
But and there is, but not if the rural people who don't usually show up. That's
and,
the thing
and
you're
the
missing.
People,
is this time the people that didn't show up in 08
are showing up now.
In the rural areas are going to show up, and the people in the urban areas are not showing up in as big a numbers.
No, they're showing up, but they're no new ones.
So are you saying the urban area is going to be the one that's going to vote for Romney?
No, your urban areas are not 100%. You have to realize your urban areas are not 100% Democrat.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on. Your urban areas are not 100% liberal and 100% Democrat and 100% going to vote for Barack Obama. And there are not enough new voters to overswing the upswing in 08. See, you had to.
There's a movement here in South Carolina that I've been seeing it throughout the area that I'm in. It's these yard signs. That's talking about pray, then vote. I've seen more votes than I have seen of candidates. When it's talking about Second Chronicles, where it's talking about if my people who call by my name would humble themselves and pray, then I would hear from heaven and heal their land. This movement has taken over here in the state of South Carolina. And from what I can understand, it's a nationwide movement. And these folks are not, they're silent. The news media doesn't talk to them, but these folks are active.
That's why they had the souls to the polls yesterday. They had all these black churches going down there, and I'm going to ask Jeff at the top of the hour why they were singing. But they was down at the Souls to the Polls, down at the Board of Elections, having a symbiotic moment. But they were not new voters. Yeah.
But, Tracy, did you see the lines that they had to wait on? And the one question was asked, how long are you going to wait on there? She says, I'll be here till 12. Past that, I'm not going to stay.
Salem. Go ahead.
Now, tell us about the Polls to the Polls, Tracy.
Polls to the Polls.
We didn't have that. Yeah, what was that?
But the reason why they don't have it down there because it won't make a difference because your state's not counted. See, in swing states, they had the Souls to the Polls where they picked up people from church and by buses and took them to the Board of Elections to vote early.
But that woman was shocked online to see the lines.
But that's just it. If you take 52 passenger buses and you take them all to the election place all at the same time, you're going to have a line.
You think people are going to want to stand on that line?
They did. They didn't have a choice because they couldn't get back to their car because they was on a bus.
How long were you allowed to vote until?
Until you had 4 hours of voting yesterday, but still, they were out there 3 or 4 hours to vote.
Yeah.
Because right now, I just left the Board of Elections dropping off my absentee ballot for them. Because all you had to do is fill it out, have it come in the mail, and if you want to make a significant difference, all you had to do is make a line and everybody fill it out and take it in and drop it off or put it in the mail.
I have a question, Tracy. Has anybody revisited Joplin, Missouri, and see what the government did? They put them up in houses? Did they rebuild? And also, how are the home situation in New Orleans since that devastating?
I understand they're still living in boxes.
They're still living in boxes
in New Orleans.
Not in Joplin,
Missouri, and not in Mississippi. What's the big disparity?
They're still living in boxes.
Huh?
I think what happened in New Orleans, a lot of real estate developers bought up the public housing projects where a lot of the low-income residents lived in the Ninth Ward, and a lot of the houses have been torn down because the people that lived in the Ninth Ward, they didn't have flood insurance, and the foundations of the houses were ruined, so they had to tear a lot of the housing down. A lot of the poor residents of New Orleans weren't able to move back into the city.
And where are they now?
Well, I think a lot of them had to relocate to Houston and to other parts
of
the
South. A lot of them.
Atlanta. Yeah.
A lot of them were displaced and never got back on their feet again. A lot of them moved, and that place still hasn't been rebuilt like it should have been.
Isn't it funny how they haven't never interviewed any during this presidential election? You know, all his aspirations Obama had that they, you know, he killed Bin Laden, he did this, he did that, but they never revisited while he was in office here what happened there. Nobody ever got called in, you know? I find that very interesting.
You got to understand, you got to realize they're not trying to bring up the Bush issue and slide him with Obama. Remember, the media is not on the side of conservatives.
And how come the mainstream media isn't reporting all the people going hungry and dumpster diving? Yeah,
you ain't seen that
on NBC News yet.
Can you? Because they're too busy saying that Christie endorsed President Obama because he said he did a good job on coming out and seeing about New Jersey. That's why. Remember, the media is not on the side of the conservatives this year at all.
Well, Tracy, I'm going to tell you something.
Go ahead.
those folks in New York are not the ones that you want to make upset.
Well, it won't make a difference anyhow.
They have long memories. Huh?
Yeah, but it won't make a difference anyhow because they're gonna get Bloomberg out of office. But it won't make a difference anyhow because New York doesn't even count. Again, you guys got to go back to the Electoral College.
Oh, yeah.
The storm hit the blue states. They didn't want to make a difference anyhow. They're not going red. No, have they ever been red? Did they go red for Reagan?
Yeah. Reagan carried 49 states. He carried every state but Minnesota.
That storm hit directly the blue state.
They hit the blue state.
Hmm. Yeah, it did. And how come we're still voting for? How come people are still voting for Obama?
Because he's a great guy.
Oh.
What song was that, Jeff? He's a wonderful. Oh, that's it. I got to put that on. That's Tom Brown.
If they get the vote.
I can't understand. They're gonna say, some people saying that they're gonna if they got to swim, they're gonna go vote.
Yeah, well.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, they gotta get revenge on Romney, you know.
Now everybody's aware
they have to get revenge on Romney.
Is everybody aware today that there was a small earthquake in New Jersey towns?
Yes, I am.
No, I wasn't aware of that.
What?
Yeah. At 1:19 this morning, a 2.2 magnitude tremor took a hold of Maui, Franklin Lakes, West Milford, Patterson, all the surrounding towns.
Did you guys know there was also, a week before last, there was an earthquake in Maine? First ever?
Wasn't there one in Los Angeles?
That doesn't count. They're normal. L.A., they rock and roll all the time. That's normal. Maine, they
had
an
earthquake in Tennessee. I was told by someone they had an earthquake in western parts of Tennessee around Memphis.
Sounds like birth pains to me.
That was the earthquake.
I'm amazed that these people in New York and New Jersey are going to, that the tons of trash are piling up in the New York streets. The boilers, the heaters, they're washer and dryer in the streets, and nobody's picking them up yet. And they're going to go across their pile and vote for Obama. I'm not even going to go there.
I'm a little bit appalled, and I want to talk about New York at the top of the hour, because I'm a little bit appalled how the organization of bringing goods and services into the devastated states from Sandy is not being organized by the Red Cross and or by the government, and they don't want a lot of outside help. They want the help from who they want help from. They don't want your stuff. They want your money. They don't want they don't have enough manpower, but they want to control the manpower that they have, and they got too many people. They got too many chiefs and not enough Indians. And they got people that are in high rises, cold, with babies and children, and they're not dealing with this. Yes, South Carolina.
You've got to look for the union label when you are buying a co-plot.
They got two big generators sitting in a yard somewhere they won't use.
It's the union.
Well, the main thing is in the northern New Jersey area around Hoboken and Trenton, there's a lot of elderly people that live in small apartments. And if the power is off, they can't turn their heat on.
That's what I'm saying.
And the current temperatures up there are like 40 and 30 degrees at night.
We live in that. We understand. We're in Ohio and we cold. So my question is, why are we not doing anything about it? I mean, do they not have a school there?
The first thing to get me to not send you money is from you to tell me the only thing you want from me is money.
I mean, seriously, is there not school there?
Don't they have a school
there that they can put the kids in the school and then take a generator and hook the generator?
What they've done is they set up shelters inside the gymnasiums of a lot of the high schools there. That's where the people go.
No, there's not a – in this place, they have a high-rise. They have a public high-rise. I think the population is at 11,000. There's 5,000 people who live in public housing, and all those public houses are without power.
Right.
So my question is there no other? Is there no stadium? Is there no school? Is there no churches? Is there no nothing?
They have to set up a shelter inside a gymnasium of a high school to house the people until they can get their power.
You are not listening, South Philadelphia. You just don't get it. If you took a school, I don't care if we tear up the whole school. I need more than a gymnasium where I can actually house people and heat up and put people in there, make them comfortable, and give them the cafeteria where they can come down and eat and take care of these people.
Throw the desks out the window and put cops in there.
You know what I'm saying?
Like they did for the
I think there was an atomic bomb shelter they used to have.
Yeah.
That's what they were set up for, am I correct?
Yeah. My school had one of those.
Is this not common sense?
It's common sense, and you wouldn't believe this is 2012, and that we're going through this. This is New York.
That's the problem. It's New York, because you've got a group of elitists there that don't think anybody can help anybody unless it goes through the government.
Hey, Tracy?
Yeah.
In the New York area, there you've got more little old mom-and-pop hotels and big-time hotels there that they have more than enough to house these folks. My question is, they did it during Katrina, and they, matter of fact, they shipped folks all over the place and have them living in, temporary housing in hotels and motels until they can.
But you also have to understand that New York, those hotels are still filled. A lot of those hotels are still filled.
Not all of them.
And they're not going to. Remember, you've got your. Everybody's running for office. Nobody really cares right now about really what the people who are starving, dying, and are cold and hungry until after Tuesday.
Hey, Tracy.
Yeah.
I know one guy's getting trucks in.
Who?
Glenn Beck.
Yep.
He had two semi loads of stuff at Coney Island the day after.
He's an elitist and a racist.
He's writing a check for the administration and the transportation all out of his own pocket.
He's an elitist. And why would they take his money? Why would he do that? I got to take a break. I'll be right back.
I didn't hear nothing about Sean Puppy Combs and want a Beyonce.
Hey, what? There's also a thing in the news about New Jersey residents displaced by the storm can vote by email. Has anybody looked at that?
Never heard of that one.
Yeah, it's in the news. New Jersey will allow residents displaced by Superstorm Sandy to vote by email or fax, which sounds absolutely ludicrous. I saw this on the Associated Press had this on their site. Officials announced Saturday that registered voters can vote electronically. A resident must submit a mail-in ballot application by fax or email to the local county clerk. When the request is received, a ballot will be emailed or faxed back. Ballots must be returned no later than 8 p.m. Tuesday. Officials say electronic voting is also an option for emergency workers. The option is already open to New Jersey voters overseas in the military. So New Jersey is using military trucks in place of damaged polling places also. But this, I can't see this happening. I just can't see people just saying, let me stop everything while I'm cleaning up my house. I'm trying to find my, it's going to rain here in the next couple of days. We're going to get heavy downpours in a nor'easter. I just can't see people going to stop. And perhaps we don't have lines like Florida does, obviously, but really to stop and just put their vote in, whoever they're voting for, and just stop everything and go to, gas up their car. You can't even get gas. It's literally people are stuck in the streets. That's why people are thinking that they're filling up their gas, that they're filling up their generators. It's not true. I went out the other day. I was in Mount Vernon, New York, and people are stuck in cars that don't have gas. That's what happened. They were warming themselves up, and they have no gas in the cars. That's what's happening.
Also,
they think, oh, everybody's got a generator.
The lines are 6 hours long, so you would run out of gas before you got to the gas station.
Well, that's true. Even if they stopped, their car, turned it off. But people were getting panicky. What was happening was they were warming themselves up in their cars, because they didn't have gas or electric. So they didn't know that this gas shortage on these in the gas stations was going to be an issue. You know, your mind is always, oh, I can warm myself up in the car, bring the kids, I'll bring the dog, and I'll go in the car and warm myself up, and I'll get gas tomorrow. Well, guess what? Bingo. No, then the line started, and people, listen, it's a surprise to everybody. I know Stanley, who's listening, he's got to be surprised. I mean, the lines are outrageous. Outrageous.
Yeah.
I mean, you would have never thought that. That's the one thing you always have in your back pocket. If my gas goes out, I can always warm myself freezing in the car. I'll get gas tomorrow. That's how it works. But when there's no gas to be gotten and you got to wait, and they only give you, they tell you, in Long Island, it's only $20 they're allowing you. $20. Here in Westchester County, it's $40. $40 doesn't get you a long way, let me tell you.
No. Well, it depends on the size of your gas tank, but $20 will only... And some gas tanks will only take you like a quarter of the way.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
And these people that have these big, SUVs, I mean, I can't imagine, you know?
Well, normally with a big SUV, your gas bill is like $80, $90 to fill the tank.
Right. Right. I mean, people are really didn't see this. So the people that are waiting, does everybody have generators? Because everybody's assuming, oh, they're filling up their generators. No. Get out of the car and ask these people. They were warming themselves in their cars, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what was happening. And they said, I'll get gas tomorrow. No big deal. Oh, they had a wide awake. They had a rude awakening when they woke up the next day. So, I don't know what to tell you. It's and now there's garbage all over in the Rockaways. They have garbage lined up all over. I don't know where the garbage men off of these people. But, you know, I'm not talking about garbage like, you know, your chicken bones from a chicken or something. I'm talking about, like, wash machines, dryers. And I know it's hard to get rid of all this stuff, but we got to
But the real problem is going to be in Queens and Staten Island. A lot of people don't have flood insurance.
No, so, nobody has flood insurance.
So, therefore, if their home is destroyed, they have to depend on FEMA to give them funds so they can rebuild their house.
Another government-run program that is not going to satisfy anybody, because FEMA can only do so much.
Yeah.
The bill at the end of the day is going to be so enormous. They say $30 to $50 million. You know, when you start making accusations of that, you know it's going to be a lot more than that. I mean, that's a lot. But at the end of the day, what is going to happen here? Now we got a nor'easter coming in. We don't know what kind of damage it's going to do. Now we got cold weather that's not on our side coming in. What's going to happen?
Well, people locked in their houses with no heat, and then with the water coming in, I mean, like people could get things like hypothermia or...
That's right.
You know, like you could have people to come down with like different types of pneumonia, you know. Well,
that's what they were saying today on the view.
Yeah.
One of the woman's husband had pneumonia, and she took him to the hospital. And she says, I can't imagine how many kids are going to develop pneumonia or croup babies. I hope to God these people aren't keeping their babies in these cold houses, because this would be. I told you last week, there's going to be a lot of dead bodies you're going to see in these high-rises apartments that we're going to be very shocked over.
Right,
You know, that we're not going to, oh, my God. You know, nobody was checked on. The people on the 19th, 20th floor, forget it.
Right.
What's going to happen? We haven't seen the devastation quite finished yet.
Well, that area was never prepared for hurricane-type weather. And people build houses that were too close to the shoreline.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And that's the shame of it. You know, it's beautiful to live by the ocean, but the ocean can be angry. And it got real angry on Monday. You know, and it's a shame because people, you know, they don't bank on this. A lot of people live from hand to mouth. Now, what do these people do? A lot of people are living from hand to mouth now. Now they have a devastation that falls upon them. They expect the government, I understand, to pick up the tab. But if the government can't pick up the tab, what's going to happen? We're going to put them where? Who's going to pay for this on top of Obamacare? How much can the government pay before we become bankrupt totally? Totally.
Well, if the people don't, if they don't have insurance, FEMA has to pay for it.
Yeah.
Or they have to be placed in temporary housing. That was what is being debated in New York now. Where are they going to house all of these people?
Well,
they have
they're
over 10,000 or 20,000 people that need housing right away.
They're not gonna house them and say you can live where you want. You know,
on top
of the water again. You don't get that. You don't get that choice no more. That's it. You don't get to live where you want now. So enjoy the government dictating, and that's it. I mean, you don't get to choose no more. Your rights are becoming, they're being taken away a little bit at a time. People don't understand this. You know what is it going to take before people wake up and say, how much can the government sustain before we become like Greece? And people, I know that's like, oh, I hear that all the time. Come on. But it's the truth.
Well,
it's irresponsibility.
At this time, has to take a long look at the public educational system and trying to retrain workers for the 21st century economy. If people are not making a certain wage or a certain income, that they can't really support themselves and they can't really have insurance in place for their house and they really can't get new housing if they lose their house or something, then their incomes are too low and they're not able to get the jobs that they would be able to sustain their family with.
Right, because they lost everything.
Yeah.
Everything they lost, their furniture, everything, just everything. They haven't lost just a piece of this. They lost everything. If you look on the news, you see everybody lost everything. So who is supposed to pick up the slack, and how, pray tell, are they supposed to pick up the slack? Listen,
But this is just showing you, most people are not in the middle class. In order to qualify to be middle class, you have to have up to 3 months' income in your savings account. So if some emergency happens,
that's right,
you can go into your savings and you can sustain yourself for 3 months, like on that account. If people lost everything, that means that these people are in the lower economic rung of America.
Right. And right.
So, you know, and this is what I'm talking about. This is the level of dissatisfaction that is out here. That's why I think this is going to be a close election.
I think so, too. I really do. And it angers me as a New Yorker. I'm going to tell you this, really the truth. It angers me when I hear, you know, some people on, you know, the talk shows yesterday, you know, what's her name, Peggy Noonan. You know, Peggy Noonan yesterday really incited me to a riot, to tell you that, because she was on that show Meet, I believe it was Meet, I call it Meet of the Press, but she was on, and they said, well, New York, well, do you think they'll vote for a Republican, or do you think it'll become a Republican state? She goes, oh, no, like laughing and mocking. Like, God forbid, no, we'll take a hit to the head. You know, it's like, why are New Yorkers, why are all of them so dumb? I mean, what has to happen to New York for us to...
Hello?
Abuse.
Well,
you know,
I think because New York is so big, they figure that, you know, the infrastructure will sustain them.
Mm. Yeah, it's interesting. It's like, I don't know. I don't know what kind of hits New York needs to take. I really don't. It's just that...
It's kind of catchy, isn't it?
Yeah, we got such disruption here now, but... I mean, maybe an earthquake next. Maybe we'll have an earthquake.
Is this a corny song or what?
A tongue-in-cheeker.
Yeah, I think it was designed to be tongue-in-cheek.
Okay. You know, I'm going back to mine. At least, you know, I got some soul. Oh, Chicago was cold.
Love Chicago. Still like them.
You like you're a horn player.
They still are cold, too. I like Darlin'. I like
Chicago's cold.
Waiting for the break of day. Da-da-da-da. All of that stuff. They had some of the coldest music of all time. No doubt about it.
Chicago. The number is 347-945-5229. You're listening to Tracy in Chicago, waiting for the election with Sticks Combo. Vote for me.
Vote for me.
Well, you got to just play Ball of Confusion so you can say, vote for me and I'll set you free. Right on, brother. Right on.
Okay, I'm done. We want you to call in. The mics are on. 917 New York, you're on. Stanley, your mic's been hot. 918, your mic is on also. And 627, make sure you don't step on people, but your mic's on also. So who's up? 914, who's that?
That's me, the one word. I'm just
one
trying
word.
To look up here. You know, 7 years after Katrina, and it says New Orleans is overrun by wild dogs. What the heck is that?
Hold on. I got to find out who 918 is. 918, your mic is on. Who's this?
Hi, Tracy. This is Jerry Simmons. I'm executive director of the National Association of Royalty Owners.
Hi, National Association of Royalty Owners. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
I'm glad you called in. I'm glad I told them to tell you to call in. Tell us about your organization. Guys, don't hang up. I want you to hear this. I got a letter from Jerry Simmons that was handed to me on yesterday. And it is about people who are a part of the coal and gas who have said they overwhelmingly support a certain candidate. Tell us a little bit about what's going on here.
Well, as an organization, we've been around for 32 years. We just actually had our national convention last week and had some lovely folks from Ohio show up. We have an Appalachia chapter in West Virginia, Ohio, and North Carolina, and those folks are just starting to get kind of energized and know that there are some folks out here that that are interested in political issues as well as educational issues. We estimate there are about 8.5 million folks that get checks from oil and gas companies for their production and their royalty interest on a regular basis, on a monthly basis. That's huge, and we want them to know, and in the letter that you saw spelled it out pretty clearly, the current administration for 4 years has requested that the Congress repeal the one tax advantage that these folks get. And let me tell you about royalty owners. My average member is 60 years old. She's a widow, and she gets less than $500 a month in royalty income. So these are far from fat cat oil and gas people, okay? They're just regular Americans who appreciate that little income they get. So that's the message that we sent out, is that the current administration keeps trying to take some tax advantages away from our folks. They have tried to take tax advantages away from the domestic oil and gas producers, and if they do that, they estimate they'll drill 30% fewer wells. That's 30% fewer bonus checks and royalty checks, and we don't like that either. So a lot of people don't know. This is outside of a little bit of Canada. This is the only country on the planet where citizens actually get to own the minerals underneath the surface. And I think you could make an argument that's one of the things that has made a very strong middle class and helped this country dramatically. And the message I have for Ohioans is look over to Pennsylvania, and it's coming your way. And if you think you're going to benefit from that that production, you should certainly pay attention to this election tomorrow. And look what they're doing to the coal industry. We're also upset about our brothers and sisters in the coal business. We don't like what's happening to them.
Yeah, my daughter's a mining engineer in Gillette, Wyoming right now. And it's terrible what's being done.
I've got to ask a question since I have you guys on. Jeff Stix, you're here, and Jerry, you're on. Jeff, I want you to chime in on this. I'm watching what's going on in New York City, and I have a young lady on who lives in New York, and I think Stanley, he left the conversation. But all their mics are lies. And I'm watching people be without electricity in New York City because of a storm.
Yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, coal is the best generator for electricity.
It's the best baseline generation for electricity, absolutely.
So tell me, why are we having a discussion about electricity when we have a great way of generating electricity in Ohio? And that we can refine that technology, we can become innovative, and we can start doing something with the natural resources that we already have, such as right now, gasoline is at a shortage right now in New York City because of generators, when all you need is natural gas, and we've got enough natural gas to take us into the next millennium.
Tracy, this is Jerry. Let me just tell you one fact from the Energy Information Administration. You can go to their website. That's a federal government agency. For 2010, the number one source for generating electricity for the entire state of New York, including the city, was natural gas.
So what are we doing here? Because right now we're having problems.
They won't let you drill a well in New York right now because of hydraulic fracturing. So the hypocrisy is unbelievable.
Hey, Jerry.
Yes.
These people don't believe me. How many years have we been hydraulic fracturing in the United States of America?
I think some of the first ones were in the 1940s.
Thank you.
Right.
So What are we? Because I'm bringing this up, and it's the day before election, is because we have someone who is running for office who is totally against anything that has to do with fracturing and or coal. Yet he says he's going to have alternative forms of energy. And right now, I still haven't seen the sun in Northeast Ohio for like 3 days.
3 days, 8 days.
Okay.
Well, Tracy, let me give you a quote from someone that I've had the opportunity to talk to a couple times. Harold Hamm, he is the chairman of Continental Resources. They're the biggest producers in the Bakken up in North Dakota. A year ago, he was invited to the White House because he's on the Bill Gates list of billionaires who has promised when he dies he's going to give half of his fortune to charities. So he got invited by Obama to the White House for a special dinner. And Harold said, I told Obama of the revolution in the oil and gas industry and how we have the capacity to produce enough oil to enable America to replace OPEC. I wanted to make sure he knew this. He turned to me and said, oil and gas will be important for the next few years, but we need to go on to green and alternative energy. Secretary Chu of the Department of Energy has assured me that within 5 years, we can have a battery developed that will make a car go the equivalent of 130 miles per gallon. That's what the current administration believes.
But the thing is, you know, my daughter's got a bumper sticker on her Jeep that says, my coal fuels your electric car.
That's what they don't understand.
And
that's what I'm saying.
You know, the physics of this, the physics of this green energy thing just do not work. And how do we get that word out to make people understand that they just closed a little power plant down here in Toronto, Ohio. And to replace that power plant, we would have to cover half of the county that we live in with windmills. And it wasn't a very big power plant. The Samus plant was a relatively small power plant.
Well, the thing that doesn't make any sense is this. That's not a very safe form of energy, no matter what, because all you need is for somebody to cloud your atmosphere with some sort of bomb that would produce, you know, fallout just like any, wartime situation, just like if you were a volcano. A volcano would wipe out the sun for a little while. Well, that doesn't give you much energy through a solar panel. So, I mean, I don't think it's a very safe form of energy to have. No matter what, something that continues burning is something I need until we develop hydrogen or nitrogen, et cetera,
yeah,
et cetera.
But Jeff,
mm-hmm.
Natural gas is hydrogen. The chemical compound of natural gas is CH12.
Yeah, right.
It's almost pure hydrogen. There's no reason we shouldn't be using that in our cars.
I agree.
I'm just throwing this out to you, and I appreciate it. Hold on. Local call, your mic was on.
Yeah, this is Steve.
Yes, Steve, hold on. So, Jerry, I thank you for calling in today. What do you want people to know about this organization? Why is it so important that we understand that energy is our next boom in America, but if it's not treated the right way, we'll lose?
Well, it can be summed up pretty easily. A few years ago, before all of these shale gas plays came in earnest to be what they are today, natural gas prices, we had a dwindling supply in this country, and natural gas prices got up to about $15 a thousand cubic feet. That was just a few short years ago. And contrary to what President Obama says, we can't drill our way out of this problem. We have drilled our way out of the problem. Natural gas prices today are around $3 a thousand cubic feet, and we've got more of it than we know what to do with. And as an organization, our folks want their minerals developed across the country, and this goes from coast to coast. We've got members in all 50 states, and though there's not production in all 50 states, but as a mineral owner, you have the right to have your property developed, and that's what we're all about, is being sure that our property is developed. And we see so many problems with the current administration trying to hinder that and prevent the companies from having those tools. And also another thing I'll throw out there for my coal friends, I was in West Virginia about a month ago. 2,000 miners had just lost their jobs. I think I heard through EPA rules they're going to shutter 20-some coal-fired plants mm-hmm. within the next year. Energy prices are going to go up, folks, and there's no reason for it. I think that's probably my message, Tracy.
Jerry, I have another question for you that came in off of my Facebook. It says to ask you about the fallacy of clean coal versus the natural progression of technology leading to coal being burned more cleanly.
Well, and I'm no coal expert, though I am a geologist by education. I can tell you that they've made great advances in scrubbing the emissions coming out of the stacks. There was an awful lot of talk about carbon sequestration a few years ago. I don't know where all that went. I know the Under previous administrations, there was money being spent by the Department of Energy to look at some technologies to scrub out the CO2. You liquefy it and you put it underground. And I don't know what's happening. We don't hear about that kind of stuff anymore. They just simply say we're going to put you out of business and close you down. So,
and that's
but,
what they do, because that's what they've done.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I believe somebody knows better than I'm sure, that's a quote from the president, that if you want to be in the coal business, you can, but we're going to bankrupt you.
That's what he said.
That's what he said.
Well, Jerry, yeah. I'm a big compressed natural gas guy for transportation fuel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really interested in that industry and what's coming up. And I don't think that people realize that with natural gas prices the way they are today, that natural gas on a gasoline gallon equivalent basis is less than 50 cents a gallon.
There are some fueling stations here. I'm in Oklahoma, by the way.
Oh, well, you guys are big into it out there.
Yeah, I think the one of the local fueling stations here over the weekend, I saw it was, I think, about $1.35.
Okay, that's with road tax and stuff, right?
Yeah, that's taxes included. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and we're putting up a few stations here and there, and there's an awful lot of talk about that, converting some of the fleets and long-haul truckers to – there's no reason not to. It's a proven technology. It works.
So why do we not tell America about it? No, I mean
the same reason
we
don't tell America about half the other things that go on.
I'm just a radio talk show host. I'm as dumb as a box of rocks most of the time. I don't understand why we don't educate America on how we can be better.
I mean, do you realize that there would be no shortage of fuel at all in New York City if the natural gas was being utilized properly, because everybody would have a natural gas fired generator in their home and they would have a natural gas compressor to compress natural gas for their automobile.
So why is that we do not want Americans to be independent?
Because a lot of the utility companies have set up a monopolies in these urban cities.
That
and garner large sums of money.
That ain't got nothing to do with me going out and buying a natural gas car and a natural gas compressor to put in my garage and a natural gas generator.
I mean, education is key, and I want to thank Jerry for calling in and coming on with me today. If you want to go find out more information about his organization, you can go to ROPECO.org. ROPECO.org.
I got one other web address, too.
Okay.
NARO-US.org. I'm involved in two.
Well, that's good.
I have two full-time jobs.
And you love them both, don't you?
I do, Tracy. And it's been a pleasure being on here. I wish I could spend some more time on with you guys.
Well, listen, we appreciate having you. You're always welcome. Just let me know if you ever want to have a conversation with us, and we'll plug you in anytime in the future.
Thank you very much. You guys have a
Thank
great
you.
Day. Everybody
you
go
too.
Vote. Okay.
Make sure you go and vote.
Okay.
And the number is 347-945-5229. I want to go back to, I've got to say this again. Starting after this election, after we get done talking about it, we're going to have to start giving you guys an education on politics and the electoral process. I am so upset to see people standing in line for hours on end when there's a smarter way to get things done.
They think they're voting. They think they're voting for a man, and they're voting for a platform.
That also.
You just taught me that within the last 3-4 months.
That also. People need to be educated on a lot of things. They need to know how to oil the wheels of the machine, not just watch them turn.
They need to know how to wield the power they have.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
There's oil. There's oil that goes into the machine. Mm-hmm. No machine works without oil. And if you don't know how to oil the machine, you can't get it to work in your direction. And I'm really tired of the uneducation of the American electorate on not really knowing how to make the wheels turn in its best interest.
And I think that's why they get so mad at the Tea Party, because the Tea Party sort of kind of figured it out.
No, the Tea Party still doesn't know. The Tea Party is more frustrated.
Yeah, but
they don't know how to oil the wheel.
But the thing is,
they know how to get
elected.
They're
not afraid to throw out somebody. They're not afraid to put somebody else in a primary and throw out the guy that didn't do what they told the first guy that they put in to tell him what to do.
But that doesn't oil the wheel. All that does is frustrate the pot. See, if you don't, again, you got to know, when you have a carburetor, when you have a machine, there are certain places that you have to put oil.
Right.
If you put oil in the wrong places, you get it to move, but it moves. Sometimes you get too much oil, it'll destroy
it.
So we can see that the Tea Party, because they didn't really understand how the oil was going to move, they upset the budget process to where it doesn't move at all.
Oh, that ain't the Tea Party's fault. We haven't had a budget. They...
No. We're not talking about the Tea Party's fault. But you have to understand how it works. They didn't know how to turn it in its direction. They knew how to stop it. They knew how to stall it. But they didn't know how to turn it.
But it's the Senate. It's not the House.
Again.
And there's nothing.
There's still ways to make them all turn.
There ain't no way that you're ever going to get Harry Reid to do anything in the House.
That's not true.
They're all on lockdown. They're all getting discouraged. They're all leaving the Senate. Some of them just had enough. You know, you saw the show yesterday. You know, they just can't hack it no more. There's too much fighting. There's no bipartisan anymore.
They can't get anything done because they turned it into a football game.
There's a do nothing Congress. There's a stalemate.
No, it's not.
Senate.
They've done a ton of things. It's just the Senate won't vote on anything.
No. We have become too bipartisan.
No, we've become too partisan.
Oh, that's right. Two partisan.
Right.
You're two partisan. You're right. It's two partisan. We have become two partisan, and because we become two partisan, we can't get any bipartisan work done.
Ms. Tracy.
Yes, Steve. Go ahead.
Myself, I think I have some idea of how the Electoral College works.
Okay.
And I know that. I think Obama, so far as leading the Electoral College, he just needs
Steve.
He probably leads this state right here, and if he can get this state.
He needs more than Ohio.
Then if he can get a few other states, then he will win the elections hand down.
Steve, he needs more than Ohio.
And until tomorrow, nobody knows what the Electoral College really looks like. They're just guessing.
Well, guesswork.
You're correct on that because one guy is predicting, and I was watching Fox News, is predicting that Mitt Romney could win it by 325 electoral votes. But Mitt Romney, all he needs is 271. Also, I was listening to...
That's the magic number for everybody.
271.
Is the magic number for everyone.
Bruce Dimm. This guy, Bruce, he comes to that one radio station, and I know I'm not allowed to mention it. But I was listening to the station last night.
Okay.
And he was predicting that Mitt Romney could win it by 271 votes.
Did you hear, listen to what I'm saying? 271 votes. That's the magic number for everybody. It doesn't change because it's Mitt Romney or because it's Barack Obama. 271 is the goal for everybody.
That's the minimum number of electoral votes needed to win the presidency.
That's the magic number. Now, actually, there is a scenario that we can get 269 for both of them and really screw up the whole apple cart.
Well, we know what happened last time. I mean, when George Bush and Al Gore, of course, Al Gore didn't win his own state.
But that has nothing to do
that's
with
what
this.
Hurt him.
But that has nothing to do with this. The scenario in Florida and trying to recreate Florida is not going to happen. Right now, it's down to a fight of who's going to get to 271 first, and everybody's going to cry foul at the end of the day.
That's right.
You got to be real about this. 271 is a magic number. My electoral college, I think I was telling them.
But let's say of Obama, he could get that 271.
Everybody can get the 271.
Yeah, either one
by
can.
By tomorrow, I mean.
No, he can't.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Tomorrow he will. Today, nobody has any electoral college votes.
No one.
Nobody.
So
it's 0-0 today.
How many electoral college votes Mitt Romney has?
None.
Listen, Steve. Until the ballots have not been counted. We just surmise that there are certain states that Obama's going to win and certain states. Texas goes red. Has anybody ever seen Texas go blue?
No.
Not really. Just like the, well, yeah.
So
California always go blue.
California always go blue until, except when Ronald Reagan ran. They went red.
New York always goes blue.
New York always goes blue. So, you know, Texas has 38 and California has 55. So you can count 55 for Barack Obama and 38 for Mitt Romney.
It's going to be between Ohio, Wisconsin, and probably Pennsylvania. Whoever wins those three will win
North
the
election.
North Carolina. And I got, South Carolina got off the phone, but I wanted to ask him because he's in South Carolina. South Carolina doesn't even count anymore. That's a red state.
Yeah.
That's the Bible Belt.
I mean,
they don't even care if they go vote.
They're calling New Hampshire in play now. That's, I mean, that's a traditionally blue state.
That's what I'm saying. So there's some stuff that's flipping around now, and what they're saying is the polls are so crazy in Pennsylvania that Bill Clinton's even going to be in Pennsylvania today, stumping for Barack Obama, because it's just that lopsided and it's not locked up.
Well, that's because between Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, there's a lot of conservative voters in Pennsylvania.
That's true, but
Pennsylvania currently has a Republican governor.
That's true, but listen to what I'm saying. But it's never been that way in the past when it came down to the presidential election. It's all pretty much gone one way or the other.
Well, you can't say never. It hasn't for a long time.
For a long time.
Okay, long time.
But for very seldom does it swing like this. And remember, Barack Obama was up 12 points, I want to say, a couple weeks ago, and now it's a dead heat in Pennsylvania, which is not normal.
And that's what I'm trying to make you understand, Philly. This president has alienated so many people in the rural areas that they are ready to do battle. They're ready to go to vote and get rid of this clown.
You didn't call him a clown, did you?
I sure did. He's got big ears, don't he?
I'll go with him. He is a clown.
So if Obama
is
a clown, Romney is a
flip-flop. I like Barack Obama. I think he comes across to me as being a guy of integrity, and he seemed like he does love this country.
Okay.
The policies are swing what they call on the left. He's liberal somewhat. I think he does have some conservative views, too.
But now, hold on.
He has no conservative views at all. I got a question,
Steve.
Yes,
how can y'all all go like this and then say but?
Yeah, I know. See, give me a conservative view of Barack Obama's.
Please do.
Doesn't he believe in education?
That's not a conservative view.
He believes in government paid for education.
Right. I've got to take a break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends. Don't anybody go anywhere. It's the day before the election. Jeff Sticks and I are in the studio. We want to hear from you. The number is 347-945-5229. We'll be right back.
Because the world is getting smaller each passing day. Now it's time to start making changes. And it's time for us all to realize that the truth is shining bright right before our eyes.
I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can flip back to thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce.
The poor couple of Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a couple of.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Join Turning Point Counseling Services on Thursday, November 8th for a special discussion with Dr. Brandi Kelly on how to deal with the holiday blues. Many people experience an increase in depressed mood, anxiety, and substance abuse. Dr. Kelly will explore ways to cope with the holiday blues. Find out more. Call Turning Point Counseling Services at 330-744-2991. That's 330-744-2991.
Are you satisfied with your current level of reproductive health care? Have you been considering making a change? Dr. Hill and Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley are accepting new patients. Call 330-746-7007 for comprehensive female care that includes fertility treatment, contraception management, and prenatal care through delivery. Dr. Hill and Associates in Women's Health of Mahoning Valley provide individualized, personalized care in a soothing, first-class environment. Call 330-746-7007. Most insurances accept.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM, 347-945-5229, or toll-free 1-800-530-WSOM, online at tracyandfriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
And you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600, tracyandfriends.com, 600WSOM.com, and iHeartRadio. You can find us a little bit everywhere, Blog Talk Radio. We're all over the place, and I've got my cameras out, Jeff, so we're going to have to behave pretty soon because I'm pulling them back out. I didn't pay too much for too much stuff for us not to be using.
They can see my Browns gear.
I asked Jeff during the break, I said, did the Browns win? He said, yeah, the Browns won. He said, when the Browns play the Browns win. I'm like, geez, oh, man, at least they scored. What kind of mess is that?
And the Browns had lost, scored points, so I'm happy today.
269, who's that?
It's
this Michigan. I'm praying for you. 916.
Hey, Tracy.
Hey, who's 916?
This is 916 Sacramento.
Hey Sacramento, how are you?
Wow. Hey.
Oh, yeah, I've been trying to raise, trying to get this money together to pay these Obama and Governor Brown taxes. So I've been out on the mission. it seems like that's what I work for, you know.
Well, listen, California. I mean, I just got done telling you we don't even count you guys as a state for the election. You guys are going Obama all the way.
Oh yeah, it's and we're just like New York and New Jersey. So I mean, everybody in New York and New Jersey could be flooded out, and they'll still win. You know, isn't that a shame?
That's sad.
That area could have so much devastation, and those folks will still vote for Obama. Isn't that a shame?
I don't understand. I got a question for you guys, and the number is 347-945-5229. It is open mic today, but I have a question. Do you think that President Obama should have completely stopped campaigning in totality? And I'm saying not President Obama, but any president, and really gotten to the street matter of what was going on in New York and New Jersey?
Here's the problem. Here's the only big problem, and then you can go ahead. He should have took his butt off one day and took care of the ambassador situation instead of getting his little happy tail up and flying out to Vegas to collect some money that next day. He needs to lose Vegas because of that.
Yep, I agree. I agree with that.
You have to leave it up to FEMA and the governor to deal with it now.
Screwing up.
I got to go back to what Jeff said because I want to hear what. So you think that the Benghazi situation should have been handled a whole lot better, but he did well when it came to the FEMA.
He didn't do well when it came to the FEMA thing because if you think about it like this, this is why he didn't do well. He didn't need to be there.
Yeah.
He used that as a photo op. Christie allowed it with his big goofy self. And then he just did something. But he might have been kissing his behind because, you know, to get some special attention. But when a president lands, all of the details have to pay attention to him.
And not only that, I've got to say this in reference to Governor Christie. He is in a Democrat state as a Republican governor.
True.
Yeah. It would have been remiss of him to not do what he did.
Well,
that's probably why.
I've got to give that
to him. I take the goofy charge back.
That's right. You don't blame him for being smart when he got to come back and eat next week.
Well, he's darned if he does and he's darned if he doesn't. If he tells the president stay home because you'll just be in the way, that's political. And if he tells him to show up, it's political.
But I want to use that opportunity.
I think Christie was bypassed for the VP spot because of his weight. He needs to lose some weight.
No.
It had nothing to do with his weight.
No.
Half of America's fat.
No,
that's me.
You
like to eat and we're happy. And if you take my food away from me, you don't want to be around me. So, you know, it is what it is. So, you know, let him do what he does because, you know, he's got a flippant mouth as it is. And if you take his food from him, he's really going to be out of order. He's not going to have to control himself.
Yeah, but you gotta admit, though, his nose is way up there, though. His nose is way up in somebody when he was asking for that money and Mr. President this and
but
please,
it was,
please.
It's the thing to do.
That's his job as governor.
That's right. He's governor, and he needs to make sure his people are taken care of. And remember, he is in a Democrat state. I watched Cory Booker the other day try to backslide and put his nose up President Barack Obama's behind because he is a Democrat and he wants to make sure that he stays in the good graces of the Democrat Party.
They changed his mind before he got out of the limo going back from New York a few months ago.
That's right. You got to understand, because if you play on the wrong side of your political party, you won't see the light of day next year when you have to run year after next.
And that's how the Democrats roll anyway, so they have to really play that role.
Absolutely. Because if you double down on them, they will cut your throat.
Yeah, literally.
Ask Arthur Davis.
If Romney doesn't do well in New Jersey because of what Christie did, I think it's going to damage
him. Romney's not going to do well in New Jersey anyway.
Well, New Jersey's already a Democrat.
You realize
Romney could have cashed in all of his chips and dropped 747s of groceries in that state and still couldn't win.
Listen here. Listen, you ain't got to worry about Romney winning New Jersey and New York. It ain't going to happen. Now Bloomberg is going to lose his seat next year when he goes to run. I think he's a little tricky.
Oh, he's dumb because they attacked him right on TV.
Well, he's a Republican, and now he's an independent.
He's whatever.
No, he's a Democrat.
What'd you say?
Well, how did Reagan win?
Reagan knew what to say to everybody. He became all things to all people that he might win all people.
He was a movie star on top of it.
Yeah, he was the great communicator. He didn't need a teleprompter to talk to people.
Exactly. No teleprompter.
And he could make somebody from my background feel like he was.
He had charisma.
Right.
He had charisma. Now you got to look at Clinton. Clinton wasn't too far from me.
Right.
And, you know, you hated Clinton, but Clinton would make Clinton make women swoon.
And a lot of people don't realize that a lot of Clinton's economic policies were just Reagan's redone.
That's true too.
And they won't admit it. Nobody will admit it.
But you got to realize Clinton's economic policies came from Republicans anyhow. Because you got to understand that was Kasich and Ryan's budget.
Kasich and Gingrich.
No, Ryan.
Oh, that was Ryan. Ryan was there then.
Ryan
too?
Was there too.
Okay. When?
when Ryan was there when Casey was there.
Ryan's not that old.
No. Ryan was not there, and it was not.
Check and see.
Okay.
Go online. Ryan was there.
He was a puppy.
Ryan was a puppy.
Okay.
With Casey.
Yeah, Ryan was there for like 13 years. He's been in the.
Yeah,
been in the,
Ryan was the youngest congressman ever
he's
elected.
Like 22. Yeah.
He was a puppy, and he was sitting down learning from Kasich. That's where he got his teeth cut. And Gingrich was Speaker of the House.
Yep. He's not that
was,
young as you think he is.
Yeah, he's 47 years old. He's my age.
But still, the first 2 years of
47?
Clinton's the first 2 years of Clinton's first term, he lowered capital gains taxes without Republicans.
Okay, now that I didn't know.
Well, there was good reason for that because he knew what the threat was going
to
be.
Yeah, he wanted to get the economy rolling.
Exactly.
Low capital gains always makes the economy roll.
Absolutely.
Hold on just a second, Sacramento. 330-692, your mic is on.
Yeah, I agree with you guys. I blame Obama for the hurricane, and I also blame... I agree. It's Obama's fault that the hurricane hit and that people in New Orleans aren't getting rebuilt. That's Obama's fault. And I also agree that it's unfair that Mitt Romney didn't get the photo opportunities in New Jersey that Obama got because Chris Christie was too hungry. That's also what I agree with. And fat people don't get elected president.
Who are you voting for?
Pardon me?
Who are you voting for?
Ron Paul. I'm voting for Ron Paul.
You never seen a picture of William Howard Taft, have you?
See, this is what freebasing does at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
William Howard Taft, I don't think the American public saw a picture of him. This is a television age, and in the age of television and high definition, fat people don't get elected president. That's a fact, okay? So it's high definition.
But we've never had a fat president that's ever been fat that ran, did we?
We need a fat president.
Well, they get weeded out. That's what I'm saying. They get weeded out in the primaries and even before that because people look at fat people differently now than they did back then.
They get weeded out, not weeded out. Eat it out.
It's not fair, though.
That's why you don't do drugs at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
It's not fair that Obama caused the hurricane.
Much, girl.
What'd you say?
It's not fair, Obama. I think it sounds like you guys are blaming Obama for causing the hurricane.
No, we love him.
No, we're not blaming Obama.
It is. It really is. You guys are just saying the liberal media.
Hold on. We're not blaming natural disasters on President Obama. Don't get that. Don't get that.
It's close. You're coming close to
Bush.
We
blame natural disasters on Bush. Like Hurricane Katrina was Bush's fault.
All his fault.
Well, Mitt Romney's advice to all the people in New York and New Jersey were just go to their second, third, and fourth homes like he did. In Connecticut, he just moved to his second, third, fourth
They're turning away. They're turning away non-union electricians, and they're turning away food, and they're telling people don't send food and clothing and blankets and stuff and send only money. Now, come on. Don't give it
right. Borrow the money from your parents. Borrow the money from your parents for your supplies, and you'll be fine.
Job and go to school. If you want to go to school, get a job and go to school like everybody else does.
That's not what Ryan says. Ryan says borrow the money from your parents.
I have had it up over my head with people who have to go to the government for handouts for everything.
Hey,
you don't need school. You don't need to do
right.
Please,
the government's terrible.
Like
FEMA's terrible.
The last 100 years.
Relax.
FEMA's terrible. The government's terrible. We should just let the people in New York and New Jersey fend for themselves. Forget the government. Let them swivel in New York. They don't need the government.
Instead of semi-load of groceries there.
Tracy, you better control.
Tracy, let Romney donate the groceries.
Hold on.
No. Jeez, oh, man.
Jeez, Nick, why don't you tell them how you really feel
about it?
Tracy.
I'm going outside to calm down.
You better hope that health care system kicks in.
Hey, Tracy.
Yeah.
Hey, Tracy, you know what's worse than, or not, maybe, you know what's even more worse than a black woman being mad about this?
What's that?
The Puerto Ricans. You get them Puerto Ricans and Dominican women. Oh my gosh! Wait till Bloomberg gets connected with those folks. Those ladies can really go off.
Romney doesn't care about them. They're 47%. Romney does. They don't vote for him. So what does Romney care about them for? They're part of.
I'm talking about
Bloomberg. Who is he? Where's
he? The local call.
Local caller. Guess what?
What?
I don't know if you were from the Sherrod Brown camp or from the Obama camp.
I don't know who that is. I don't know who Sherrod Brown is. Down with Brown.
Don't worry about it.
Sherrod.
Listen to
now's
me.
A good
listen
time to
me.
Do a knock-knock joke.
The idiot. Okay, here, check it out. The idiotic things that we've had going on in this country for 4 years, and all the things that you blamed and said Bush did, this man actually has done, including leaving our people unsafe in Benghazi and letting them get killed, putting them in a battle, in a secret battle, and then allowing the man to get killed and not sending anybody to help him. That's number one. Number two, killing businesses with banking regulations and EPA regulations. Say all you want to, but the thing is that's why you ticked back up to 7.9% when even at Christmas time, hiring should be a little higher than it is in other countries.
The wealthy did, the wealthy are doing just fine in this country.
It went down to 7.8%. It went back up. Oh, it's only a tenth of a point. You idiot.
Tracy,
that's
when you were
gone,
the wealthy are doing just fine in this country. The wealthy get richer, and the poor get prison. Under
this tomorrow, President Obama,
the rich get richer, and the poor get prison. That's what happens under
the idiotic things he's put in place that you're going to have to undo for the next 10, 15, 16, 20 years.
Yes, they're not going to undo them.
Tracy.
They have to undo them, or else you will never
hello?
Work again.
Yes,
Tracy, hold on.
Jeff, yes. You have to realize they're not going to undo them.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Okay.
I'm telling
Tracy.
You, they're not going to undo them. They cannot say they're wrong. They will not undo
no,
what
I'm saying,
done.
No, no. I said, if he doesn't,
he's
if,
not
he wins,
if he
Tracy.
Wins, he's going to keep, he's going to go.
He's
going to
drive us over the cliff. There's no doubt.
But that's not the point. The point is you said he's going to have to undo them. And I'm telling you, he is not going to
no,
undo
No, you'll
them.
Never undo anything. He's
now,
doing.
I think there's
Tracy,
yeah,
when
ahead.
You was gone last week, Jeff did take his, he took off his Joker hat and put on his Prophet hat. And he did say that the reason that the floods and stuff was the judgment of God. Now, you ain't running back from that, is you, Jeff?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, not at all. No,
so
no.
He said that
no.
The reason the flood
no.
happened because
no.
God is getting back at Barack Obama.
No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no.
Not what I said.
You weren't here, Tracy. How you know what he said?
Because
this is about people.
You know, we archive our shows.
What did you say, Jeff? Repeat what you said.
This is exactly what I said. Yes, I believe. I said I believe that this storm was no coincidence, and I thought it was purpose. Plenty of people prayed for this storm to not hit,
oh, God.
And I knew that at the time that it was going to hit. One thing you don't do is you don't slam God in the face and expect him not to react.
Oh, boy.
Okay, you don't believe God, and you don't know him either, so I understand.
Not the one
you
talk about.
But the thing is you can't do it. And when you start making law, those things that are against, just say it's nature. Say it's not God. Say it's nature. The land will do something to you and throw you out of it, the Bible says.
So indirectly, you know, Obama is the blame.
No,
not Obama.
Listen,
because it takes a ton of people to back Obama to do whatever he does.
You got
to
realize
he's nothing but a puppet.
This is not a judgment of man. This is a judgment of a mindset of a country. And I heard someone say, I'm going to give him credit. I want to make sure that everyone is up that wants to be up. The number is 347-945-5229. I heard Perry Stone say the other day, when you vote for a man, you don't vote for his religion.
Uh-uh.
But when you vote for a platform which is an opposition of what you believe, you are judged by it.
You absolutely
are. And you have to look at it that way. We are putting in laws that are against that will bring judgment on a nation, not on a man's personal belief system.
Right.
Now they'll bring judgment. They'll bring judgment on the individuals who partake in it.
No, that's unfortunate.
Ain't nobody gonna bring. I don't care what decision. You ain't gonna bring no judgment on me. That's Mickey Mouse talk.
What
are you talking about?
You know what? You can believe what you want to believe, baby.
What you talking about? Because you do something
Because you do something against me, that's bringing judgment on me.
I want you to understand something. I can do something, and judgment will come on me personally because of God. But if it comes upon, but it rains upon the just as well as the unjust. So, baby, when it rains in Michigan where you live, your house is not the only one that's not covered.
Go ahead and mix science with crazy talk.
719, your mic is on.
Hi, hello.
Hi, how are you? 330-719, your mic is on.
Hello, yeah, hi.
Hi.
I was calling because I hear you're talking about the election and you're talking about President Obama. Some of the things that you said I find odd, and it kills me because oftentimes, like, when people talk about religion or whatever, they're talking about how good God is or how God is, you know, destroying or, you know, punishing someone for something. But why couldn't it be some kind of act of the devil or something like that? Why does it always have to be, oh, if it's not God blessing, it's God destroying because someone still deserved it?
Because let me tell you why, sweetie. Let me say it this way, because you have to understand God's judgment is sure. The blessings of America have been covered by the mercy and the grace of God. Remember, the reason why America is in the situation that it is in is because now evil is rising. So you are right. Evil is coming up, and it is showing its hand, and God's grace is not moving it out.
Now, that's one person's opinion, though. Don't forget that.
I'm not talking to you.
That does sound like a personal religious opinion.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I'm not talking to you, sweetie. No, not you, honey, hold on. Michigan, I ain't talking to you, so be quiet for a minute.
Okay.
What I'm saying is a man is destroying its own self. Every good and perfect gift comes from God. Judgment is coming because God's grace is being lifted off America. And we need to understand that.
And why do you think it's being lifted off of America? Like, what makes
Because America is turning its back from God. I'm told you ain't in this conversation.
You got to hold him.
I don't. Hello.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't really see it that way. I was calling in also because I heard also earlier someone was, I think it was you, and you were like really loud and boisterous over the mic or whatever. But someone was talking about how the economy's so messed up and how President Barack Obama won't be able to, like, you know, bring back the economy and things like that. But, like, Governor Romney, he destroyed his economy as a governor. Like, he didn't even get reelected in Massachusetts. So I don't understand why everyone is so gung-ho for him if they're concerned about the economy of America.
Well, this is why, sis, because he, whatever he had total control over, it worked. When he was at Bain, it worked. When he took over the Olympics, it worked. Okay, he did a lot of stuff in his state that he had control over, and it worked. Wait a minute, sis. Wait, there's one more point that you need to hear.
Okay,
he was a Republican governor in a fully Democratic state, and he could only get so much of his stuff done, and he worked with a lot of them, and he went across the aisle, but that's why things did not work in some instances. His policies worked very well. His school things worked very well. And see, here's the thing. A man that made a couple $100 million for himself and others, okay, is to me a much better choice than somebody who never made a dollar for anybody unless they took it through taxes. That's the big difference here. Somebody that knows how to manage and somebody that has no idea, even though they've been in a manager's seat for 4 years.
And there's something else you have to remember about Governor Romney when he passed the health care deal in Massachusetts. He had 8 line item vetoes that went back, and because he had an 85% Democrat House and Senate in the state of Massachusetts, they overrode 8 line item vetoes. Those were 8 items in that bill that he wanted rid of.
Listen,
there are 10 people on the line. You got to wait.
Can I speak?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, yeah. And just to, like, you know, just go on with that, like, President Obama, as far as I understand with this economy, has done a lot as far as rebuilding with stimulus, the stimulus packages that he gave out earlier on in his term. So
the stimulus,
I don't understand.
The stimulus package has not worked. The stimulus package surfaced, it came out and surfaced, and he took care of a lot of his contributors from 08. But as far as it actually reaching down and meeting the people, so he talks about the middle class.
Okay.
And as far as those jobs coming down and hitting the middle class to where they could actually execute livable wages, it did not. If you
hold on.
You said if you want to look at the numbers, at the job numbers, and you can go look this up online. Right now, it's 7.3 for unemployment. But in the African American community, which is entirely across the board of all of his support, it is at 14%, which is double. It went up a whole percentage point in 30 days. And for African-American males, it's at 30%, and for African-American young people, it's at 50%. Remember, when you talk about the middle class, it's really most of us who are making at least $100,000 or less for household income, we're not the middle class. We're what's still called the working poor.
And what you're not realizing is we are creating a politically connected class in this country.
How do you get to keep talking?
Because he's still sitting in the studio.
We spent a trillion dollars last year on transfer payments alone. That's not including Social Security, Medicare, or Medicaid. And that's enough to spend every poor household in this country $59,000.
That's right.
And Obamacare is going to be as a job killer. Right now, we are at a stalemate with people getting hired because you cannot be $16 trillion in debt.
Hello.
Add another $1 trillion in taxes and health care. Try to cover everybody and then make it where employers cannot hire any more than 49 people.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right, yes. Sorry, your name is Tracy, huh?
Yes.
Okay, because, the other guy was talking, then you cut him off, and then you went in on whatever, and then I'm just like, okay, I'm a little nervous. You may cut me off. But just to, go along with that, to bring it back to the religious focus or whatever, along with the economy and focus as well, when it comes to, the promises that he's made as far as jobs and he helped, in my opinion, he helped tremendously with the stimulus package.
Yeah,
but,
in your opinion, but wait a minute, what do you have to show for that?
Do you live here?
What do you mean,
here?
What do I have to show for? I completed two programs of school. I completed a two-year program at a junior college and then another program that was a couple months to add to the two-year program that I completed.
And that means that the economy is going to
It means
did
that
get,
I'm not in
did
debt.
Did you get a job in that?
I was able, yes.
Oh,
yes.
In what
a job
did you
in
for?
An externship as a medical assistant. As a medical assistant.
Oh, well. Yeah, okay.
But listen, I got to take my break. I'll be right back. The mics are open on the inside. New York.
Yeah.
Medical assistant job.
Do me a favor. Run the show online while I go take my break. I'll be right back.
Okay.
You're listening to Tracy.
I'm interested in that last caller. The girl said that.
Right.
Did somebody pay under the Obama program?
Yeah, I was able to pay for school and able to work afterwards. Without falling into debt, as I would if a Republican such as President Bush or Mr. Romney were to be in office. So I feel as though President Barack Obama has helped me a whole bunch. But I also want to talk about the religious aspect as well. With President Obama, he doesn't favor a certain group of Americans in this country. He favors all of us. He's gotten rid of the don't ask, don't tell in the military. He ended war and terror. He ended all kinds of things that were separating and dividing us as a people in this country. I'm just proud of that.
Okay, you have a right to be proud of it, but still we talk about the religious aspect. And nowhere in religion does it say a man should be with a man or a woman should be with a woman. In that case alone, I mean, or abortion.
But it says, judge not, let she be judged. And therefore, I feel as though he's not playing God by saying, oh, no, we're not going to let gay people in this country. We're not going to let foreigners, any more foreigners in this country. We're not going to let poor people stick around. Like, no, he's letting everybody work for their American dream regardless of what they choose to do in life.
But the American dream is going to be burst. It's bursting now because there's not enough money. You may have gotten some college credits paid for but to hold that job and to keep that job, there are people who have been on their jobs for a long, long time that have lost their jobs due to the economy.
Well,
I hope that you don't, you know, I hope that you do have your job from years to come. But sometimes it's not reality. And believe me, these are the people that are living in this world now, that there's 23 million people looking for jobs. And most of them, they say, well, the economy is a false number. It's 7.9. That's a false number. It's at least double. Because I don't know where you live, but here in New York, to get up to speed, you have to have two or three jobs at either $8 or $10 an hour. And sometimes those jobs, you want two jobs on the part-time jobs? That's all there is here now. That's all anybody wants to hire you for is part-time work.
It's going to be worse than that when Romney get in there.
You got to hope that those the times of those jobs don't overlap with your other jobs, because there's no perfect medium. I mean, if I'm working for 8 to 2 at one job on a Tuesday, I better hope my other job is not from 2 to 7, because how am I going to get there? I need a half an hour at least to get to my job. There's no perfect union here. There are a lot of people that are very angry, and I understand you're feeling a high right now. You got a bump, as they call it, because you've got what you need. But
are you going to take up all the talking time? Good grief.
Go ahead.
Good grief.
I didn't know anybody was on the other line.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
As far as the religious thing, one of the things, when you look at the history of this country, to me they don't have absolutely no right to try to talk about no God with the mess they've been doing. So that we can clear that one up. When you hear, oh, God don't like a man and man. Well, this government sanctioned hanging black folk, cutting babies out of black women's stomach, and nobody never renounces that. So for this schizophrenic talk about God and his judgment and all of that, that's just ludicrous.
But the answer is not abortions either. Do you see women after they've had two or three abortions? That's not
white
the answer.
White
right
men will
cut
babies
health.
Out of black women's stomach.
It's like a woman's choice. I feel it's unfair for women not to have that as an option.
I'm not saying, okay, you're saying as an option, but you want to see a woman have two, three unlimited amount of abortions? And what's going to be left of that woman's mental health?
If she feels it's the best decision for herself, then I agree with her. But if she doesn't want to have abortions, she doesn't have to. But I think the options should be there.
How many abortions are enough? How many are what, 10, 12? I mean, when do you say enough?
After the first one, I hope that somebody will understand, like, that's not the only option. Like, there's adoption and all other types of sources. But that's far off the point. I feel as though women should have the right to choose whether or not they want to have children. I feel that health care should be for everyone in this country like it is in other countries. I feel as though what you do in your bedroom shouldn't affect your paycheck or your right to be able to serve your country. And I feel President Obama understands that, unlike Governor Romney.
He doesn't understand it. You look at a man in the little things of how he treats. Look, he had an opportunity to rise above the Benghazi situation. He chose
and
to.
And he did.
I know, you don't want to hear it. And he didn't. And he ignored it. He ignored it.
He did
That's
not
he
ignore it.
Him.
He spoke on it the next day in the Rose Garden.
He really did.
Hillary Clinton. I watched on
it,
TV.
Hillary. That was all opposed. Thing of that. How was anybody supposed to believe anybody? He didn't talk about what happened in Benghazi.
Yes, he did.
He talked about what happened.
He said that it was a terror attack and that it was
unacceptable
and that it wouldn't happen again.
If you work in a law office and you hear words parsed, he talked about terrorism as a generalization. That's what he talked about.
The other thing was
an act of terror that happened in Benghazi.
The other thing where they're talking about you having to have two or three jobs to make ends meet, if those Republicans get in there and have their way, they'll do away with minimum wage. So now, and they've already said they would.
So now, if you think you're going to need three jobs with Obama,
right,
when those Republicans, the average person going to need more than that, especially if
right,
they can do away with minimum wage and things of that nature. Yeah, I don't know why, from an economic standpoint, the average Republican, they don't understand. Those elite have no love for them either. So they
don't.
Be struggling just like we is. I don't know what's wrong with them.
But Obama's a rich man. You got to know
Obama
that.
Obama worked his ass off. He's a black man. Are you crazy? Don't talk like
he's
that.
He's black,
don't
white
talk
man.
Like
he's a black and white man is what he is.
The
he's
fuck are you talking about? We're going to a minority. If you have
said
anything, you black. Don't ever
who
talk
raised
like
him?
That. You,
no,
if I see one
what
person,
black
that's the whole
raised him? What black person raised him? In his
it, doesn't it doesn't matter.
He's still a black man.
Raised by a white family, and she's the first African American gymnast. So we're not going to go there, okay? He's a
this
black man.
Sees him as
if
a black
he wasn't
man.
Your, then
but
you call him
he
a
was
nigger.
Allotted. He was allotted. He was allotted a lot
no,
of good stuff.
No, no,
had,
no. Hush your mouth. We're
listen,
ignorant. You're ignorant.
No, I'm not ignorant. Believe me,
you
I'm not.
You are very ignorant.
No, I'm not. You're
very
ignorant.
You're not going to be happy until this country collapses.
No,
like,
you're
oh,
not going to be happy.
That's
until
what's
going to
happen. And nobody's going to need their MRIs or
she ain't
going to
be happy
treatment. Until
we get that black man.
Nobody's going to need
that's
your
really
your assistance because
she's ignorant.
I'm not ignorant. You're going to be ignorant, young lady. I pray that you didn't vote already and that you will change your mind tomorrow.
Yeah, right.
This is what why? You have to understand, we see two different America. I agree
that's
with
right.
the woman, but that's what you're saying. I sound from New York. I agree with the woman. We don't see. I see the same thing that you said. I want healthcare to be the same as at all international places. I want abortion to be basically the right of every woman if she wants to be aborted. That has nothing to do with you. If you don't want to get aborted, fine, don't do it. But that has nothing to do with you. You have no right to tell another human being to write their life the way they want to do.
I didn't say I did not judge her body. If she wants to do what she wants with her body, that's fine. I'm just
no,
tell,
you
tell
did
you,
judge.
No,
if,
you
said, if it's all
is
said
okay.
and done, the mental health issue of going
to
have a lot of crazy people.
Why are you worried about it? Why are you worried about it?
Because their husbands cannot provide for them. They've had 5, 6, 10 abortions. When is enough?
When are you
going to
get an abortion? Why are you worried about it?
I'm back up.
I'm ignorant, though.
You are ignorant. Don't talk. Don't speak anymore. Miss Tracy, don't put her back on the radio.
Do you guys not hear that I said I was back? Y'all just going on like this.
No, she wants to have an unlimited amount of abortions. That's about it.
And it's fine because I will have the Barack Obama care plan that will cover it. So 2013, here I come, 10 abortions. It doesn't matter. It's not your life. It's not your body.
Hold on, New York. What did you just say, young lady?
I said that it doesn't matter to her. It's not her life. It's not her body. Why is it such a big deal? If I choose to live a lifestyle of being single and I find myself pregnant and I decide I'm not having a baby, I'm not giving an adoption, and I want to have an abortion, then it's my decision. No one else's.
Hold on.
Okay.
Now, no. Wait a minute. But somebody said something, and if I want one, President Obama will do what?
The Barack Obamacare. The Obamacare plan will cover me, 2013. װװװ================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================
do.
Right.
Because
no,
Obama
that's not what I'm saying.
Care.
I'm saying the choices I make will be covered by the person who I vote
exactly.
for. And that's
yeah.
who no. I
no,
plan
I,
on voting
stupid.
For.
No, that's stupid.
No, how is that
oh,
stupid?
Oh, yeah, that's stupid.
How is that stupid?
Michigan man, I love that. I love that you
how
said
is
that,
that stupid?
No, no, no.
How
no,
is that
wait a minute,
stupid?
Hold on, wait a minute. But it's real.
Let's analyze it real quick. Because you want to vote for Romney because you agree with the things he says because he takes away the option for the choices you don't want to make. Now, I want to vote for President Obama because he supports me and make my own decisions as a person.
The part I was talking about is part two.
So what part about
nobody,
that is stupid?
Let me, this is what I meant. If you want to run around and screw
and get pregnant, and then you want somebody else to pay for abortion, that is stupid. You pay for it.
How is it stupid?
Why should the government pay for you running around screwing and making?
If I'm engaged in sexual activity with another man, me and that man are responsible for that.
Y'all pay for it.
I don't pay for it.
Then it's your responsibility.
Well, then
how is that
stupid? One at a time.
Nobody even talks about AIDS here. I mean,
hold on, hold on, New York.
Don't talk anymore. She's ignorant. But go
ahead.
I'm ignorant.
What I'm saying is stupid.
I want to get this out because Sacramento. Sacramento, are you there? Okay.
Hold on.
856 South Carolina, you're back. Your mic is hot again.
Hold on.
856
is Jersey.
Jersey. What part of Jersey are you from?
South Jersey.
Did you get affected by the flood?
Not as bad as other people.
The hurricane? Okay.
Hey,
Jersey. Now, Tracy opened the door a whole segment on you, just the part that you said, that Obama,
all right,
I
let's
know.
Open it up.
Boy, they finna
let's
wear you out with that
because listen, before we open this up, though, let me say something. Okay, my choice is, don't get me wrong. I'm 21 years old. I don't have children. I never had an abortion either. That's my choice. I don't support people saying don't get abortion to every little girl because every little girl might want to get an abortion, you know, and it's her choice. Voting for Obama because of Obamacare and things like that. I know people who have died because of not having the right health care coverage. With Romney, he's not giving me any kind of surety with health care. He's saying shady shit that makes me feel as though,
how do you know what he's going to do?
Coverage won't even be there.
Jersey. I'm on terrestrial radio, too. You cannot cuss here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You cannot cuss. I'm governed by, remember those regulations by FCC?
She didn't know.
No, I got to tell everybody else why they're listening.
No, I knew this was about
FCC
this election.
Will come and get me. So I need to be able to stay on. Hold up. I've got 267. Who's out? Who's that?
That's Michigan, man.
That's Pennsylvania.
No, that's
Philadelphia. Hold on.
The 267 is Philadelphia.
Okay, go ahead, Philadelphia.
Yeah, the only thing I want to say about abortion is not going to be outlawed because abortion is a form of population control.
Okay.
The government does not want too many people in the country. And I think the max is like 400 million as far as the number of people they want in America.
Okay. 269, I think that's you, Michigan?
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, What I was talking about was a stupid. I mean, she was baiting herself into that one, and she did say it. Now, whether or not she meant it or not, and that is,
but
she
did
said
say
if
it.
She wants to have 10 abortions, that Obamacare would be there to take care of me getting those abortions.
But
if she
long,
meant that,
don't worry about
that
it.
Is stupid.
Okay, 256. I think that's you out there in Jersey. 518.
Yeah.
518. Go ahead. Hold on, near Jersey. 518, your mic is on.
All right, well, listen, check this out. After listening, I was hoping that my mic was on a long time ago. I got a couple
was.
Things I want to say. You guys have to understand, first of all, whether you vote for Obama or do not vote for Obama, whether you vote for Romney or whether you do not vote at all, he is still your American president. Now, with that said, no, we're not going to agree with the policy that will exist. But, young lady, New Jersey girl, because I hear it all in your accent, what you got to do is you have to change your mentality about your future, because what's happening now is people are making decisions for your future that you're not given the ability to make for yourself. And that's what these older people are trying to get you to understand. They don't want to take, they don't want the government to take the power out of your hands to do things that you possibly don't want to do, but because you're voting a certain way, it looks as though this is what you want. You want more government control for your life. That's what it looks like. You don't understand yet because right now you don't see where it's headed. You just hear all the rhetoric that's being told to you about all health care, all the stimulus. You hear the rhetoric, but the reality of it is, young lady, you're still too young to understand what politics is really doing to you and how it's not working for you.
No, I disagree with that.
Hold on, hold on.
Hey, I'm Jersey. Can I talk?
Hold on, no, Jersey. Hold on. I want to get to my list first. Rick, hold up. 719.
Yes, I'm here.
330-719. Your mic is on.
Yes, I'm listening to your radio show here, and I just want to tell you, it's been a great experience listening to your radio show. I think you are on the right track. Absolutely. The president right now is failing our country, and he is driving us to the point where we're all going to be in poverty. You're going to have the rich rich and the poor poor, and that's what we're going to end up with in this country. The only thing that raises all of us out of poverty is actually the capitalist system, the ability to start something on your own and make your own way and make your money.
Well, if that's true, why
hold up, hold up, New Jersey. Hold up, New Jersey. I'm trying to get my calls in.
Wait,
you know,
that's...
No.
Just write it down and hold it.
Hold up. I got too many calls coming in. I want to make sure everybody gets to make their point, and then we'll go back through. If everybody just jot it down, if you want a scratch piece of paper, just write it on the back of your hand with some ink until the Bloomberg says you can no longer do that because it's against the law. go ahead, Stanley.
No, the whole thing I'm hearing everybody is like, for the abortion, it's a private issue. And if you have a problem with that, then, you know, it has nothing to do with you. I'm sick or tired of us trying to go in other people's lives. You don't control other people's lives. If they do what they want to do, if you're bored and you make that decision, that has nothing to do with me. You have to take the responsibility of doing that abortion. So what are we doing to interfere in other people's lives? It's the same thing with the marriage gay thing. That has nothing to do with you and me, Tracy.
Amen.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with me. No,
Stanley. One at a time, guys. New York, go ahead.
I'm going to go move in with this 21-year-old. She's got a job.
She's
the only one I know on this team that has a job. So I'm
No. I have three of them, but that's okay. Here's the problem. New York, go ahead and make your address because she's a medical assistant.
No. That's not her.
Oh.
Same one. No.
Oh, really?
No,
who's the one that wants
to
have abortions?
No.
Jersey's both.
Okay, I apologize.
So New York, you said she got a folks got a job, right?
She's got a job, and I'm gonna be seeing where she's living, and I'm gonna live with her.
No.
She has the rent.
No.
Hello?
No?
Hello?
Yes. Yeah, go ahead, Jersey.
Jersey can talk now. All right, well,
Jersey
must have been pretty big.
That's what I was talking about, Jersey.
It's his school because I'm pissed. I'm pissed because old guy is talking about the capitalist system is going to help us because we got to, you know, fend for ourselves. Once you hit rock bottom, you just got up to go or whatever, and that's not true, because if that was true, then while we're in this economic devastation, we should be able to just pull our boots up and just, you know, start businesses and do what we have to do, but that's not going to happen.
Hey, Tracy, let me speak to the young lady.
There's an old saying was, you know, when I was you know, 18, I knew everything. When I was in my 20s, I figured I didn't know quite as much as I did. When I was in my 30s, I realized I didn't know very much. And when I was in my 40s, I realized I didn't know anything. But here's the thing that you run into. You've got excellent examples. You ever heard of Wally Amos?
Who?
The cookie guy.
Wally Amos.
Here they go with the Wally
Amos. Wally Amos.
So good.
North South Carolina.
The only thing he had was his grandma's cookie recipe. He took
okay,
that
you're
and he
breaking
started,
up.
He,
but, hold on. Go ahead. Say it again, South Carolina, because you broke up.
Okay. Now, I was asking if you ever heard of Wally Amos. You know, he was a homeless individual in New York. Okay. He took, the only thing he had was a cookie recipe, and he started making cookies and selling them on the street corner to support himself. Okay. And so that this cookie became so famous that he actually started cooking, making them, and started packaging them and selling them. And he went from being homeless to being a very rich man because of the entrepreneurial spirit. Okay? Now, this is a man that did not have a high school diploma. He was homeless. The only thing he did was have the spirit within him, the capitalist spirit, to go out and take something and make it and support himself. And it turned out to be a very good thing. And
okay.
We see this throughout history. We see this throughout history and throughout the history of the United States and throughout the history of the world. But every time you see a system that takes people and gives them and continually gives them, you don't see that system surviving very long.
Okay. And just to, like, respond to that quickly, I am younger than you, as you try to clearly point out. And I think that's an advantage because your life is in my history book. So I've read about, famous and the cooking. And what I know about your time and the times ahead is also going to collide with what's going on in my time, 2012, and the years ahead for me and the years behind me. And so I have a great advantage on what you
I admire that arrogant confidence. But I'm going to tell you something, darling. You know, at 48, I wish I had the knowledge at 48 when I was 21 years old. I would definitely be in a different situation. You know, knowledge without wisdom is an exercise in futility, okay? You can have all the knowledge in the world, but don't have the wisdom to apply that knowledge, and you're going to lose every time. But these guys, these people have the knowledge, but they do not have.
Okay, you're breaking up.
Yeah, listen, I got to take another call. 330-831, your mic is on.
Hi, Tracy, this is Bonnie.
Hey, Bonnie,
Hi.
How are you, sweetie?
I'm well. I hope you're well, too.
I'm doing good.
I want to make a statement about the fairness about the capitalist society. Capitalist society, you have a really great job, you've gotten educated, you get the job, you invent the job, and then you pay your taxes. I'd like to hear what the young lady that's thinking that, you know, capitalism isn't all so great, with her education, if she gets a job for, say, her first job is $250,000, and she ends up giving half of it in taxes.
Jersey?
Hello?
Did you hear her?
Yeah, and if I give half of it in taxes?
Do you have a part? Do you mind doing that? Do you mind getting
abortions for health care or food?
Is she done?
Huh?
No,
that's
okay.
Somebody's talking in the background.
I'll get it because it's just background noise for somebody.
Okay, I don't know if the question.
You got her on.
Is it okay that you work really hard and you get that really great job that you've really gone to school for and you got that really great job, and then? Because of all the political stance.
Is this another question?
No, the same question.
Oh,
it's
okay. Can I answer it already?
No, we didn't hear you.
Can I answer it now?
Yes,
I mean,
go ahead.
That's what I'm asking.
Yes, please answer it.
Yeah. All right. Well, and with that, if I'm making $500,000, or what did you say, $250,000?
Yeah, if you're making
I'm using that as a fairy tale number. I'm saying the
okay,
best job, the one they want to go to school for.
If I'm making a wealthy amount of money and I'm giving half away in taxes, I don't understand. Like, I guess I know, like, you know, from job and working a job, I know what's the income. I know what I should get at the end of the year. I know what I have to return. I think I'll be comfortable. I mean, I'll make my living around that. I don't mind getting another job. I'm black. I'm used to working two jobs.
Hold up.
I can't take this.
I know. Go ahead. So you're saying that you don't mind paying half of what you earn in taxes? Is that what you're saying?
No, because I know it's going to my country. That's a part of being a patriot.
Oh,
okay.
Well,
send
me a check for $150 right now, because that's what I need.
You
said
you need how much?
150.
See, yeah. And you know what? Me and my community, we got you. We got you.
Defend it.
I got you.
WSOM 600 AM.
I got you.
Rich and Friends, Jeff Green.
You know how unrealistic that is.
Yeah, yeah. Let me put it like this, sis. Let me put it like this. You screwing is your business, not mine. Like you said, if you want to go have sex and do that, that's on you. But guess what? I don't want to pay for any part of your screwing. I don't care what it is. I don't care whether it's the beginning and you want birth control or the end. Because guess what? I had to pay for my own. Okay?
Right.
I
didn't ask that. This is what's going to happen when you don't pay. Let's talk about what happens when you don't
pay. I don't want you to pay. You know, I don't want you paying for any part of what I got to do. You're not paying for my daughter's school. You're not paying for me to have sex. You're not paying for me to do anything of the kind. Because it's my business. So
now,
that is my responsibility on top of that. If I messed up and I had an abortion, I have to pay for it, not everybody else. That is the most foolish thing I've ever heard in my life. And it's an asinine reason why we either vote this man out tomorrow because he thinks that same way and he's a grown behind man. That's ridiculous.
New Jersey, New Jersey. Stanley, listen. Do not, hey, New Jersey, listen, I've got about 12 people on the line. I've got to go one at a time because everybody has something to say, and so that it does not come off as a train wreck.
Yeah.
Please let me do this way, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
I do not want people talking on top of each other because I want everybody to be able to hear and be able to say what's on their mind.
Tracy?
Yes, Bonnie, hold up. Hold on,
Bob. Nope, that's not me. That's not me, Tracy.
Who just mentioned Tracy?
I did. I had a good
point.
Hold
on, New York. Hold on, New York. Hold up. Just hold on, because I've got to go down to 831.
Oh, that's my number, Tracy. That's my number.
Go ahead, Bonnie.
I'm waiting.
Go ahead.
Well, you know, I made my comment. My idea was, you know, you go work hard, you go to school, you pay, you get that really great job, and then a whole bunch of people in the political realm, when you've used capitalism to take care of your house, feed your family, put your kids through school, you know, you donate to your churches or to people who've needed help. And then along comes the politicians with saying it's not enough. We're going to take more, and you're going to have less. And what's going to stop that kind of thinking process for people like me, and I know some of you in the studio too, because Dix has been real quiet there and so forth. But I agree. I agree so much with you, and you know how I feel with that because I've called many times. The thing is that without people working hard and being able to take care of their homes and their children's education and their own medical choices and their own birth control care, and if there's a mistake, let's keep it a secret, you know, I mean, to a secret to report that it's our privacy. And, you know, I agree, it's not my business, but it's also not my responsibility to pay for your responsibility. And that was the reason I was going to say that, so that the people that are working and have this capitalist society that believe in it can help those by putting money and scholarships and grants. We can do the donations through our churches. We can run scholarship funds for young people.
Hold on,
and
Bonnie.
It works for me.
Bonnie, I only got a half an hour. You cannot do a 30-minute speech. I'm 719, you're next. Hold up. Go ahead, Styx.
Yeah, my question to New Jersey and to Stanley is, you keep saying that abortion's your right, it's your body. Can I sell a kidney?
Well, and to that, if I can respond.
Go ahead.
Miss Tracy, can I respond to what Sammy in New York and what this person is saying?
No, not yet, because I got to go back around to 719.
Well,
everybody want to talk, but I can't do it that way because that's what makes this a barbershop. But if you talk on top of each other, when people are listening in, they can't really comprehend. So we have to do this in a very, very organized, structured manner. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So go ahead, 719.
She never answered my question.
Yes, I'm the one that brought up the capitalists.
See what you did?
I'll tell you what, I am self-employed.
And if somebody thinks, I work hard, I get called at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, I got to go out to sites that are down, bring those sites back up, and all of this, and someone thinks that, oh, why don't you pay more than 40% that I'm already paying? Why don't you pay more because you're making all this money? Why should I pay more and go through all this aggravation and everything? Why don't I just go to work for somebody? I may as well. If I'm going to sit there, it's going to break down the system. I employ 2 other families. So I sit there and give a paycheck to 2 other families out there that are not on the system, not on the government. But when the government keeps taxing to the point where it doesn't make it profitable to be in business, why am I going to sit there? I'm going to lay those 2 people off, put them on relief, let them go collect unemployment for a while, and I'm going to sit there and go find a job somewhere else.
Can I say something? It doesn't make sense to
sit there and get hit over the head over and over again for succeeding. We should not sit there and club people that succeed in this society to the point where they don't want to succeed anymore.
Go ahead, Michigan.
Okay. Let me say, I'm going to agree with the entrepreneur on this point, and I think it's a legitimate point about, you know, struggling entrepreneurs not wanting to be taxed, you know, to where they can't reach another threshold. I understand that. I agree that there should be some type of separation to try to separate, like, the small businesses from the bigger business. But here's where the small entrepreneurs got to take off the blinders. When you go up to try to go against these multinational corporations and vie for, you know, maybe government contracts or bigger contracts, and you see how they're able to wiggle around with law and wiggle around and pay lobbyists and things of that nature, then you'll start screaming, oh, that ain't fair. You see, because you'll see capitalism at its ugliest as it gets more to the top. The small business don't see that right now, and they haven't experienced that. So all they see is, hey, man, quit taxing me. You know, I want to get to the next level, which is legitimate.
Well, actually, we do see that. I do see that. I see people actually bribe. I see government contracts, and I actually had this happen to me, where I put in a bid at a government facility, and they said, oh, we have to go GSA schedule. I said, go ahead, go GSA schedule. GSA schedule was triple my price. They came back to me in the back door and said, can you go ahead and do this? I can't do it now. You opened up the GSA. I cannot be unethical and undercut now, but you already had my price once. I said, the other company that actually went through GSA subcontracted me to actually do the job. Cost triple the price, triple the government paid for what work I was willing to do. I see it every day because I do work government contracts, and I see the unfairness. And if you think everything is fair and above board, it's who you grease. That's what ends up happening. And I'm not that kind of person to do that.
Let me hold on, because I get a turn somewhere along the line. I do more than engineer. Let me say this, and this is the problem that I have with America. America is making it easier to be impoverished than it is to be successful. What's happening with the mindset of America is we want to tax the rich to the point where they no longer want to work, to where no one it's more beneficial for me to go out and get a job working for someone else or go to work for the government because you don't have any private business. And the regulations that are coming down aren't coming down on the Walmart.
But Tracy, do you realize South Carolina just used Famous Amos?
No.
Couldn't be done today.
No, listen to what I'm saying. I want to finish my statement so that everybody else can have their turn because I want to get this out.
All right.
Right now, when you look at trying to go buy your medications and prescriptions, where people are spending more their pension checks on copays, when they go through and it's more money for me to be on unemployment than it is for me to go get a job. When I am not held accountable to what's doing, this is not how America should be, or is it going to be beneficial to us in the future? And so capitalism is a success as long as there is fairness in it. So when the young man talks about how the backdoor deals are done, that's because your legislators have allowed it to happen. When we talk about abortion, it's because we are abusing abortion and using it as birth control and then wanting the government to pay for it. We have men who are dropping babies off like it's a business and not taking care of it, and so it comes back onto the public dime. We have people who are going, and I have not supported any of the school levies of any school district that is not actually succeeding, because I'm not going to pay $14,000 per student and that student still not have an education. I think it's a non-productive investment in education. So what I'm saying is, I'm sorry, I just don't see us paying for stuff and me not getting the accountability and the affordability out of it. If you're going to take my money, I don't mind paying taxes for a product that's going to be productive. But right now I see government agencies that are non-productive, and you can't have my money with it, because we have allowed for inept people to become a part of the process. Go ahead, Rick.
Hello?
Hold on, New Jersey. Go ahead, Rick. Okay. So there's somebody else.
Tracy, I'm going to drop off here. You've been fantastic. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for calling in.
Tracy?
Yes. Go ahead, New York.
I just want to bring up a point that this girl from New Jersey has brought up about she wants to be able to do whatever she wants to do with her body. I understand that. Okay. Now, I asked her, what is being implemented in these schools now that people have to eat whatever the healthy choices are? Isn't that an invasion of one's rights to eat what they want to eat?
They're children. It doesn't matter. They don't have rights. They can't vote.
If the parents don't want to. Young lady.
What did you say?
Wow.
Oh, no, I want her to say it again because I want to get that down.
They're like minors. They don't matter. Like, they got to grow up and deal with it. Like, either they make it at home or they don't eat it and come to school and eat it. Like, no.
New Jersey. So is it my choice as a parent what my child eats, or is it the school's choice or the government's choice in what my child eats?
Is it my choice
as a parent what my child eats, or is it the government's choice of what my child eats?
Of course it's your choice, but it's not the child.
Not in New York City.
The way New York stated that, she was like, if a child goes to school and the only choice is to eat healthy food, is that fair? Of course it's fair. Either you
they
eat
don't
what's
want,
fair
I,
or
I
you
mean,
go
if
home
I want to if I want to put a Diet Coke in my kid's lunch, that should be my business and my child's
yeah.
Diet Coke.
Yeah.
But
I'm not going to tell you don't shop at Acme, shop at ShopRite. I'm going to tell you, go ahead, do you. But you don't sit and picket the school for having healthy food.
Earlier in the year, you had several people that were took packed lunches to school, and the schools took those packed lunches, and one of them was a turkey sandwich. The turkey sandwich, and then they told her that's not nutritious enough, and they took it and gave her some mac and cheese. You know what? If that happened with my daughter, I'm glad I don't have school with, because it would be details at 11. I would go up there and turn the school out. They have no business touching my daughter's lunch. They have no business telling her what she can and cannot eat. It does not belong to them.
To be clear on it, was it a public school or was it a private school?
No,
public school.
Hold on.
North Carolina.
Go ahead. No, it wasn't. One of the things
that, you know, we take the extremes, like you said, and I agree with Jeff from that point, but I think using that argument to say, you know, hey, now see they starting here, so now the next thing they gonna make you wear handcuffs. I mean, to make, you know, to try to link those arguments to make your point about the school not having taken some responsibility to want the kids to have healthy stuff. That's one thing. So, you know, you try to scare people to saying, hey. Next, they're going to tell you what to wear and what not to wear. Which
they
America,
are.
America's
they
not.
Have.
No, they're not. But
yes,
wait,
they
wait,
have.
Wait a minute.
What about the
Uggs?
What about the boots?
Point,
they didn't
point.
Want to hide
one
things
point.
In the boots. They told
one,
the kids that they have
point.
The boots in the lockers.
But here's the hypocrisy to that. but you want them to have kids pray.
No, y'all don't want to pray in public school?
If they want to pray, they should be able to pray.
Now, this is something new.
I do not believe in teacher-led prayer in classroom.
Oh, there's some Romney flip-flopping here now.
There you go.
This ain't Romney.
My name ain't Romney.
Oh, my bad.
My name ain't Romney. I mean, you got to realize, prayer in school, see, this is my issue. At one time, when you went to a football game, you could have a prayer before the game and pray and ask God to bless the young men that they don't get hurt. Now you can't do that. They don't even want you to have moments of silence. They want make no acknowledgement of it. And that's the problem with me.
Well, see, but that's imposing some. What if don't nobody want to have a moment of silence?
Michigan, there's too many people online for me to have. We ain't doing this one-on-one. Go ahead, 856.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, the phone call dropped, but yeah, listen, as far as, like, this school taking away the turkey sandwich for whatever reasons, I feel as though I'm not sure of this situation at all. I never heard of that kind of situation ever happening.
I'm sure you haven't.
And I feel like somebody's making it up because that's what Republicans
say. No, honey, you're ignorant.
Oh.
You're ignorant. You use the word on me. You're ignorant. You use the word
guess
back
what?
On me.
I got it in my top room. Do you have a... You got a email address I can send it to?
You said
I'll
email
send
address?
It to you because,
yes, I did.
You know, you're gonna talk craziness. You're gonna get on the show and bring
you know,
it
you can always
instead of the other.
You can always
not knowing what the heck you're talking
talk.
About.
You can
come on, you look it up, baby. Look it up.
Hold on, Jeff.
I can't stand it.
I know.
Oh, wow. He's really upset.
Call it. One at a time. Yes, six.
You know what? You're going to be
upset. Jeff.
By your own bill.
Go ahead with six. I just want New Jersey to tell me. She says that she's got a right to have an abortion because it's her body. Can I sell my kidney?
And as far as you selling your kidney, yes, you have the right to sell your kidney and go to jail. Like, that's not a big deal. Everybody knows
no,
you can
not.
Sell
it's
your
illegal
kidney
for me
and
to
go
sell
to jail.
My kidney.
So, okay, and it's illegal for certain people to get abortions in certain states. So what are you talking
no,
about?
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Where
did
you get that at?
No, it's not.
You
sell
blood?
You ain't
because
blood.
In
not to be out of high school.
No,
I can
man,
tell.
No.
You sell
I
blood.
I can sell that now.
You sell your plasma.
You
right.
Sell plasma,
yeah,
you sell your plasma. Hold on.
Hello?
Go ahead. Hold on, Philadelphia.
Yeah, I think that some of the things you're talking about in terms of money that you pay out in taxes, you go to social services that's directed by the government, that money can be diverted to churches and other social organizations that to handle charity cases rather than the government putting out so much of the social service money.
Okay. I'm just saying, you know, we need to understand some stuff. Big government intrusion is not American. You get tomorrow's decision will depend upon if you want to be America.
And the big question that needs to be asked when people talk about social services.
No, is do you want to be American?
Right.
The American takes accountability and responsibility into the individuals.
Right.
And gives them a representative government. And the question is, are you big enough to make your own decisions, or are you too illiterate and too dumbed down to make America make? They're saying that America makes better decisions, or your government makes better decisions than you do as an individual.
Yeah,
the organization Planned Parenthood.
Philadelphia. This is not
example.
About abortion. This is not about
yes.
abortion. This is about tomorrow's election.
Right.
Tomorrow, you will decide if you want the government to make your decisions, and do you want to be a communist and or a socialist society.
That's exactly what it is,
because the fundamental change of President Barack Obama is telling you is what he's saying is we are going to take more controls over
no,
your
he's
and
not.
Yes,
yes
he is.
Not. Sure is. He's not, but
no.
I know.
No, no,
wrong.
No,
wait,
wait, wait, no, 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 no. Hey, hey, hey,
that's
hey.
Crazy.
No, 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 no. I got no, no, no. Listen, I've got 10 minutes, and it's my show, and I'm gonna take it, because tomorrow is the election, and you can vote as you choose, but I will not have you ignorant from being misinformed because you were listening here. Tomorrow's election, when he says fundamental change, fundamental change when he talks about growing the country from the middle class out, or from the bottom top, then going from the top bottom. What he's saying is he is going to rape the upper class and make sure that they take care of the bottom class, so that no one ever climbs to the top again.
Oh God!
You can call on God that you don't believe in if you want to, but it is what it is. You are going to have a European society, and European nature society that we came out of. You're going to limit your freedoms of speech. You are going to limit the ability to do what you do, and they're going to make this into a socialistic society, more so than you have ever seen, and that is not what America is about. Or do you want an America that is going to give you more freedoms and have independent choice? That is going to be the nature of the next 4 years. That's what fundamental change means. He is not lying to you. Anytime you have people standing in line for 9 hours when they could have voted from their home and at their polling places in 20 minutes tells you something about what's happening in America. That comes from miseducation. And you need to read your party platforms on who you're voting for. You can go to RNC Platform 2012, or you can go to DNC Platform 2012 and decide who is going to do what and which party you most align with. But you need to find out what fundamental change means, because President Obama is not lying when he tells you he's going to fundamentally change America. And Obamacare is just the first step of how that fundamental change is going to take place. Because you ain't seen nothing yet. There's a reason why you have insurance companies coming and visiting your homes right now, to check and see if you are taking your meds, what your body mass index is. You ain't seen nothing yet. Now, you don't have to agree with me, but I'm telling you what's happening, and it's real. And America as we know it will fundamentally change based on your decision on tomorrow. And if you have not voted, it will happen then told. You know, you will have made your choice, and that's what this choice was about. I'm done. Jeff?
Well, all I got to say is, you know, a lot of people misunderstand what it is to be free. And when government gives you anything, it is not free, first of all, because government only can take from those that make and create money and use their money to do what they want to do. It always gets bigger, and it never has enough to go around. There will not be enough Obamacare to go around. There will not be enough schooling to go around. There will not be enough anything to go around, because there's not that many dollars in the United States for them to promise all these programs that they cannot fulfill. It's going to destroy you. There's no doubt about it. And that's where you're headed with this man.
And all money ain't good. Anytime you spend $14,000 a year to educate a student and they still walk across the stage and they still don't, can't read the diploma, that's a problem.
If the government giveth, the government can taketh away.
Six.
Government returns 30 cents of every dollar it takes in for social programs back to the people.
Right.
And there's no way that you would donate your own money and write your own checks to a charity that did that.
South Carolina. Vlad, you got that cheap blue
tea. Yeah, I'm here.
What you got to say?
I'm just absolutely 100% impressed with the young lady. I think reality is going to do a number on her, and it's not going to be pretty. But hang on and enjoy the ride.
But you got to understand, South Carolina, and we need to understand, people think that way.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You got to realize, people think, and people that stand in line for 9 hours to go and vote because they believe that's their only option and they're going to be back in change next week are the same people who stand in line to pay their water bill.
They're all going to be back in change.
And they don't understand, and I said this last week, and I'll continue to say this, people are being led, and they don't know who they're following.
Okay. These folks have never seen change. I mean, listen, I have worked in a tobacco field with 90, 100-degree weather and have enjoyed it.
Tracy? These people, I don't mean to say these people, but the people that believe in this Obamacare, it's not some Alice in Wonderland feeling. It's a real thing that's going to happen. And Canada has shown us that. Canadians come down here to have operations because they cannot have them up there. They cannot wait and risk. If your mother's lying on a slab and needs to be operated on, and somebody comes in and says, "I'm sorry, your mother is 72 years old, and we can't do anything. We cannot operate. It hasn't been the testing hasn't been approved. This hasn't." And you think there's red tape now picking up garbage pails in New York? Wait until you see Obamacare. It is gonna. It is not gonna run like some Alice in Wonderland program.
Michigan. Yeah, go ahead, Rick.
Hey, listen, all I have to say is I really am concerned about not just the old in the country, but the youth in the country, but more specifically the youth, because they have a lot of what I call blind trust and misguided ambition, or however you want to put it, misguided ambition and misguided trust and blind ambition. However you want to say it, it's not informed. It's not well informed, and they're listening to people, and they're doing things that they don't have a clue of where they're headed.
Hey, I'm telling you, staying in line for 2 hours to vote because you feel as though you can't vote. I just want you to understand the mindset of what's going on here. That's a problem. We don't understand it, but that's a problem. You don't stand in line no 2 hours when you can stand in line 30 minutes in your own precinct. Look at what they're doing. Look at what people are doing to you. I'm sorry, but that's a problem in a democracy. And if you think you're waiting in that long to vote today, wait until you stand in line that long to get your medical care.
Couldn't believe something I heard today, though. New York Daily News
came out and endorsed
Mitt Romney, which was remarkable. They had never done anything in the last 30 years that was looking like it was conservative. I couldn't believe it.
11 papers did it.
What'd you say?
11 papers did it.
Yeah, 11 papers slipped.
And Mitt Romney got an open letter endorsement from 500 military generals, and only 5 have endorsed Obama.
But we need to understand, the endorsements are not the ones that vote.
That's right.
And Americans, United States of America, the citizens here, need to educate themselves on the political system in which they're being played in. Because America is being played.
I agree with that.
America is being played.
From both sides.
I'm just not being partisan. I'm
That's
just
right.
straight down the middle. America is being played because people do not know who's leading them. And they're following, and they have no clue what music is being played. I'll see you guys on tomorrow. God bless you. Have a day. Have a good afternoon, and we'll see you then.
Good deal. A great show, Vin. I'll have to let you listen to that later, maybe.
I heard this woman saying that you were ignorant.
Where did you hear that? You were listening?
No, I overheard you say it. I'm not ignorant.
Oh, a girl, 21-year-old girl, New Jersey girl. Well, they got on her tail. I got on her tail.
What was her problem?
She wants that many abortions as she wants. She said, not that I had any. I said, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you want so many abortions. So you want us to pay for your mental health? I led the chat room, too, tonight. She